This is the part at the beginning when you say things.
Yeah.
And then the music comes in.
That's right. Yeah. Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast, everybody. I'm Brian the Kid Cal.
Yep.
I'm Chris DeLeo, and I'm Nickname, which is what you get.
All right.
I find that very amusing. It's ironic, as Alanis Morissette says.
Well, that was
sounds like
much.
A nickname.
Yeah,
but
I like that you just quoted Alanis Morissette. We're
that
joined
that new singer.
That's
songwriter.
Not a new singer, but also people were using that word ironic way. But actually, she uses it incorrectly in the song.
I'm not
she
does. Sure about that.
It's more of a coincidence,
right.
Or it kind of sucks, but it's not
right,
ironic.
Right, right.
You
okay.
Yeah, everybody's dad is joining us.
Hello.
Hey, how are
your, you? Your brother William is not here. I'm sorry you have to deal with me.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody out there. It's your dad. Everybody's
hi.
Dad.
Yeah.
I'm everybody's dad.
Okay.
Right. And I'm here joining favorite boys.
Right.
What's
who
new,
I love very
dad?
Much.
Thank you. What's
thanks.
New?
Never be afraid to kiss your father on the cheek.
Oh, well,
and give
okay.
him a hug.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay.
And show him that you love him.
All okay.
Right. Well, what's,
well, I agree
what's,
with that.
What's
with
new, everybody's dad?
Same old, same old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
lots of new things.
Oh, so not same old, same old.
Still $1 million shy of being a millionaire.
Right. Yeah. So you got, well, you don't have $0, but.
No, I'm quite comfortable. Thank you very
good.
Much, right. Christopher. You know why?
Why?
Investments.
Yeah.
Yes.
You should invest. Yeah.
Well, yes.
What should we invest
people
in?
Should
I have my good pal, who's my investment broker and accountant, Bert Snooker.
Yeah.
And he handles all of my money.
Oh, yeah. For how long now?
And now it's been 34 years I've been working with Mr. Snooker. You know him.
Yeah.
He used to come to the summer barbecues.
I don't really remember, but.
Yeah, you would bring out the slip and slide there, Christopher, and Brian would give you a little push through the slip and slide.
I met Brian
you guys
maybe
would have
5 years
a good
ago.
Time when you were my little boys there. And then I would line you up and you'd have your hot dog, and Brian would like the bun toasted on the grill, and Christopher did not like that
I
so
met
much.
Brian
okay. Steamed bun.
2008. But,
I'm everybody's
what
dad,
else is
so.
Going on?
There's a lot
dad.
Going on in the world.
Yeah,
there's
there is.
The reason I'm here to visit you boys, I want to say I'm very proud.
Oh.
I'm very proud of all your accomplishments.
Thanks. Oh, thanks.
Thanks. Both of you.
It's actually
both
nice.
Of you, and I love you equally. And
thank
William.
You.
This goes for William, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all of the wonderful things you're doing in comedy and show business.
Yeah.
But there's a whole world out there.
There is.
Right.
A lot of
nobody would argue
on.
That. Nobody would argue that.
The outside of this, our little world here, there's an entire world out there.
There is. It's
you're
definitely much
it,
bigger than this particular map.
And that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, right. What do you think of
which
the world
is what?
Out there?
Like, what, I mean,
well, there's changes being made. There's a lot happening
sure,
politically.
But specifically, I mean, you're just
our
kind of.
Our president is in his second term, don't you know?
I do know.
And
that.
Even if I didn't vote for the man, he's my president now.
Right, you voted
and that's
for
the way that I always
now,
used
why'd you
to.
Vote for McCain?
I did not vote for any.
Well, the president's Barack Obama.
Yeah.
The president.
Yeah, but he voted for not Barack.
No.
Yeah. No.
Why did you vote for McCain?
That's what. Oh, so we're back to what I said. Interesting.
Sorry.
Well, I would have been voting for Romney. Both of you are a couple of wazzle fozzles because McCain hasn't been in the race for over 77 years.
Okay, but
so
that
you
was the first.
Watch it.
Oh,
ow,
God.
Ow,
and
right.
you over there, you watch it.
Whoa,
you should know
whoa,
who runs.
Whoa.
No, I had
I
my own.
That, originally,
I filled out the ballot my own way, and I put. I designated my own person I would like to have nominated.
Who was that?
And it wasn't that Ron Paul. I'll tell you right
okay.
now.
So who was it?
Well, it was Bert Snooker, of course.
Well, Bert Snooker is not qualified.
He's not
well,
qualified
Bert Snooker
at all.
Handles my money.
Well,
so instead of Romney, that moron, although you, I tell you what I'd say about Romney, is he's got a hairdo you could set your watch to. I do
that's
enjoy
not
his hair.
Really.
And he's a wonderful family man.
Well,
and that's something you both should aspire
I mean,
to
all
be.
The presidents
Brian,
kind of,
I know you yeah. have
they're
children. I visited my grandchildren,
man.
And they're wonderful. And Christopher, you soon will have a
well,
children
likes,
of your own.
Chris likes
maybe
to
not.
Bang a lot.
Yeah.
All right, well,
hey, watch your.
Ow, I was just kidding.
Don't
ow,
say that
I'm just
word.
Kidding Jesus. Around.
He doesn't.
Man.
He doesn't. These aren't bumper cars. You don't say bang a woman.
Well, maybe
you say I make love to
or,
her.
Or how about maybe have sex?
Yeah, you say
unless,
that's a little risque.
Unless you're taking
watch
it from
it.
Behind, if you know well, what I mean.
I said watch
ow!
It.
Brian.
Don't say that.
Whoa, that Jeez, one was really
I, you
hard.
Say it is suitable to
okay.
say that I am making love
having,
to a woman
relations?
Or fucking.
What?
Whoa!
Well, that
is that a bad word?
Well,
it means
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Fornication
but,
under consent of the king.
No, what?
Is that a bad word? Oh, bless you, Brian. Sorry. Hey, watch it. You sneezed all over the table.
Over your mouth.
All right, let's get back to brass tacks.
That's not an what do you call it? Acronym?
Banana phone.
No.
That was your favorite song when you were a little boy.
Never mind.
He had a little monkey. He used to pull a string and used to sing banana phone.
You might have been talking about his dick.
Yeah, he used to pull on his little putt. Watch it.
Don't call it that. Come on, dude.
Call it a putter.
Hey, whoa. Get up. Everybody's dead.
I just gave him a little choke.
Okay.
Watch your mouth. All right, I'm sorry.
Really
I do
strong.
It because I love you.
Really strong.
I have very large hands.
Brian,
I
why do a lot of, fight, why don't you
I do a lot of woodwork
he's
in the garage.
He's strong.
He's really strong, right? I know.
Listen, I may not have voted for President Obama.
Dad strength.
Right. I'm everybody's dad.
Please
so
be
I've
careful.
Got the strength of everybody's dad, wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I did not vote for the man. There's a few choice words I'd have for what he's doing.
What do you have? What do you have problem with?
You and me and Bert Snooker will go and we'll sit down at the coffee shop.
I think Barack Obama's been very prudent about how cautious he's
I can't
about
have
getting
any of that.
Involved in other people's...
Yeah, I don't really do the prunes.
What?
Your mother likes to
no,
put
prudent,
that... She sneaks them into my oatmeal.
Okay.
I say, why don't you just put strawberries in my coffee?
I wasn't
what?
Talking
what
about
strawberry
that.
Coffee puzzle... Foz Wozler?
What?
Everybody's dead. I was saying, I think that Barack Obama has been very smart to not get so involved in other countries'
if
affairs.
If I ran things out here, we all would right. be involved in just about everybody's
why?
Affairs.
That makes no
well,
sense.
Well, because America's the biggest freedom fighter in the world.
Well,
in the history
we
of the world.
We get ourselves into trouble
America's
way.
Been around since the beginning.
Yeah, well, we're also
since
being,
the beginning
mean?
We've
wait,
been
what
around.
Do you mean? The beginning
history.
Of what?
Since the beginning of it all.
Of
not,
what?
Not really.
The world.
I mean, Europe... What?
I'm saying the American way. And you boys need
Europe
to
was
get,
around
get in line and quit being a bunch of...
It's been around about 300 years.
You guys are being a couple of fudger folders.
Okay, but...
Fudger folders?
Fudger folders. I'm folding not, around. You're folding your fudge. Thumbing your fudge.
I'm not a fudger folder.
You're a fudger folder if you're anything. I'll tell you that right now.
What do you mean? Like my finger in my shitter?
Yeah, no. What? Hey, watch your mouth!
No, just ask
watch
my your mouth!
Hey,
here's
don't,
what I'm saying. Here's what I'm
don't.
Saying. And you boys need to listen. There's a lot of things that you boys don't understand that there's a world out there.
Yeah, I do. I'm a grown man.
Yeah, well, you're a grown man, and I'm your dad. So that means I would understand more. And there's also guys like Bert Snooker. If he were helping me, then he would be able to. He would be able to. He would be on my cabinet if I was running things,
please.
Or vice versa. I'd be the Joe Biden to his Barack
well,
Obama.
What would you do? What would be your policy?
I would give what for someone like you, Brian. I'd probably give you free candy. Candy bars.
What?
That's well, because that's all
not,
you care about. Now, if you were
that's
watching,
not all I care
if you were
about,
watching,
God,
you would have noticed that your brother Christopher just used your phone.
No, I didn't.
And you just wouldn't even notice.
Why
what
are you doing that?
What did he do?
What did you just
I didn't
do?
Didn't do
Twitter?
Anything. Everybody's dad. Why?
He just did the Twitter. Now, this is something I'm saying, Brian.
No,
you need to keep your P's
something.
And Q's. And Christopher, don't. Use your brother's
phone.
Use your brother's phone.
Dad, everybody's dead. Did you just tweet something?
Now, see, how does
everybody's
that work?
Everybody's dead. He just tweeted something.
You were looking at me while you were discussing foreign policy.
Well, you were looking at you.
Please read what your brother wrote on Twitter.
He stole my Twitter and said, follow Chris D'Elia.
So?
Yeah.
I didn't do that.
He just wants. Yeah, he just wants people to follow him on the, MySpace.
It's
you
not.
See? Now, look what I've got here. I've got two fuzz whizzlers looking
well,
at their
phones.
They're
tell,
fuzz,
I
their
tell
phones.
Not
or fudger folders.
You're a couple of fudger
and
folders.
And why are you
both
snitching
of them looking
on
at
me?
Their phones. I don't have a cellular phone. I'm not snitching on you,
nobody
Christopher.
Says
it's a lesson that he needed to learn.
Him?
And I'll tell you what right now, what actually happened, Brian.
What?
As I was talking about Bert Snooker, your brother gave me a look. And he said, and he took your telephone.
Why didn't you tell him? Why didn't you tell me
because
when he was doing
it? Because I wanted you to
it?
Learn a valuable lesson.
Which
what's
is what?
The lesson?
This is the lesson for all the kids out there.
You set me up.
What
mind,
is it?
Mind your P's and Q's.
Oh, well, you know, that's a really simple.
Yeah, you didn't even make that up.
You're very simplistic.
Watch
you know?
It. Watch
ow,
it.
Whoa,
ow,
you can't
ow.
Just hit
you
me.
You can't tell
I'm
me.
I'm a grown fucking man.
Well, he's a...
Ow.
Oh, he's so strong. Move his
all right. I'm doing that for your own good. Now look what we've got. We've got a. I would rate this podcast a 6.
Out and of what?
Out of 10, naturally. Don't be such a
strawberry
coffee fudge folding banana phone.
That's you're
gee
just
whiz.
Saying fruit.
I was trying to teach him a lesson
you're
about keeping your eyes
fruit.
On your. You watch it.
Ow.
Watch it!
Ow!
Watch it! I'm everybody's dad. Okay, so Brian, for this podcast, I want you to make sure to come up on the mic and then back off the mic.
Shut up.
Come up on the mic.
Nope.
It's really rude.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
Because it's really fun to have this podcast and forum for the three of us best pals, but if no
suck
one can it. Hear you...
Suck it.
If no one can... Chris... Please.
Hey, no hey, one my, my mouth is always right where it's supposed to be.
It's a shotgun mic.
My mouth's right where it's supposed to be.
Hey, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Amazon banner, you'll get what you do with God, could you get.
Oh,
and then cool. 10minutepodcast.merchtable.com for our t-shirts. We've got a new one rolling out soon, maybe even by the time you're listening. So why don't you go check
it
out.
Did you design it?
Nope, my good friend.
I was yawning the whole time.
My good friend Leah Tichon designed it, and wait till you see this thing. I hope it's on the store by
Do
now
we
because
have
now I just
available?
Called it out. No, no fucking V-necks because that's all you wear. What else?
Your name.
Rate and review our podcast on iTunes.
Hey, give your name, man.
My name is Will Sasso. I don't need a nickname because Rox just get.
Wait a minute.
William.
What?
I'm sorry.
That's
I'm sorry,
not fair.
All right. But you just said say my name, so I said my name.
Okay. No, it's okay, Chris. Let me handle this.
You handle it, please.
Hey. What? Will. That's Chris's moniker.
It's not. It's not,
not
a,
nickname. A moniker. It's not a moniker.
You can't, take it from him.
Yeah,
like
but he
that.
Didn't. But it's
say
nothing.
It's,
if it's nothing,
listen,
say it's a non-moniker.
It
say it's a non-moniker.
It's a non-moniker, okay. And it belongs to Chris.
Then it's nothing. You can't say. You can't,
yes, you can because
supposed to patent
he says
nothing?
What you see is what you get.
Say it's not.
He
a
says
thing.
Raw because raw because what you see is what you get.
Say it's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
All right. Well, then if okay. It's not a thing,
Chris,
I just
let me
did
handle
a thing.
This.
Okay.
Okay, bro.
Okay, so, Barrow.
Don't say that. Say your name again.
I want you to know.
My name is Will Sasso.
There you go.
Because raw.
No?
No.
All right.
No.
I'm sorry. I like it. I think it's
you're
cool.
Yes,
Chris.
But that
sorry.
Belongs
not
to
sorry.
Chris.
Okay.
All right, but he's saying it's not a thing.
It's okay, if you're thing. Wearing my shirt and I'm not wearing a shirt, you got to give me my shirt back. So do what that.
It's a bad analogy, though. So
okay.
It's a bad analogy.
All right. My name is Will The mesomorphic Minotaur,
no,
Sasso.
And I don't like
but
that either.
Because I'm not raw, because what okay. You see is not what you get.
All right,
because
dude.
Because I'm Minotaur.
You see now
Sasso.
You're hijacking
you're
that?
A little bit
hijacked. It's getting a little, yeah.
It's muddled.
Yeah. All right, now say your name.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
No, that was straightforward.
I'm Chris D'Elia, okay? And
well, I didn't hear the last name, see?
I'm Chris D'Elia. And I'm raw, okay? And I don't, be, and the for that reason, I don't have a nickname, okay?
Why?
Because what you see is what you get.
All right. Chris,
and
I can see the logic.
Chris, I want to say something to you, and I don't mean this insulting. What? I don't mean this to be insulting.
Okay.
You are not going to be that famous. I think you've hit your peak. Let me explain why.
I didn't ask
Let
for
me
this.
Explain why. It's so all right.
Weird.
It's all right. Hey, look at me. It's all right.
I'm sweating.
Let me explain why. Because
Speak
nobody
into the mic,
really
though.
Know.
Turn the mic
shut
down
up.
Towards
really
you.
Really shut up.
Hold on. I'll fix it.
Nope. No. Get away from my mic.
Just,
no, I don't want you touching it.
It's a shotgun
get off
mic.
It.
There. That's all I want to
nobody,
do.
Nobody, listen. The
but
reason
speak
that
into
you're,
it.
You've reached your peak. And
peak.
It's mm-hmm. not bad to reach your peak here.
I'm sweating.
It is bad to
is
reach
this,
your peak because that
here.
Is
shut up,
nothing.
Will.
Right. It's bad
it's
to reach
because
nothing.
Nobody really knows how to say your last name.
All right. Well, that's not
like
true.
People go like this. You know that guy, Chris Delia.
That's not true, dude. A lot of people come up to me. They know my name, right?
There's no way they know how to pronounce it.
That's not true.
So change your last name.
Nope.
Or stay where you are, which is not
Dude, that's not, no. That No, I'm not going to change my name because what you see is what you get. Okay?
Ah, okay.
So
see,
I'm not going to be like,
I brought it back.
What should I change my name to?
Change your name to
Chris
Zane.
D.
Chris
Zane.
D. Chris D. Hey, I'm Chris D.
No.
D.
Hey, Chrissy D.
That'd be so bad.
Chris D. Or Del.
I'm not a character on
D-E-L.
The Sopranos.
And just take out the E.
No. Okay?
Yeah.
How about Chris, well, Brian should be saying this, but what about Chris Falcon or like some sort of bird?
That's actually a really cool name. I'm not changing it.
Chris Falcon would be good, or Chris Stork.
Chris Pelican.
No, dude. I know what you're saying.
No, I'm not. I'm
stork,
saying
Stork because
listen,
you're
listen.
Saying because I'm like a stork.
Okay, then no, not Stork. Crane.
No.
Chris Crane.
Chris Heron.
All right.
There you
Chris,
go.
You guys are being dicks a
no.
little bit.
All right. Well.
Why not fucking, you know, Hawk?
Chris Hawk. I like it.
Hawk nose.
All right, dude.
I don't know.
You're saying because I have a big nose.
You have a big nose.
I don't want to talk about that, and that's
nose.
Not what we're supposed
it's
to be talking
nose.
About.
Brian, come up on the mic.
Your face comes to a point.
How about I cut you up with it? How about I cut you up with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, how right. about he peck you apart like
but
he
your face, you know
pick
your
fucking eyes out.
Hey,
bag of chips on the beach.
You know your face narrows down.
Peck your fucking eyes
Ooh.
Out.
Oh, you know your face narrows down to a snarl, right? A little pointy snarl. You know what we call you behind your back, right? The pointy snarl?
The man?
No, we call you the pointy snarl.
Fucking eyes. Fucking
I call you Chris D'Elia because I know how to say your name. But we've been... What is going on over there?
I swear to God, man.
Chris, calm down.
Finger in your fucking ass.
What the fuck? Finger in his ass and peck his eyes out? That's a horrible way to go.
Dude.
That'd be a weird way to scare somebody. Threaten somebody starts to fight you and you go, I'll peck your face. I'll cut your face. I'm going to finger your ass.
Yeah, well, you know what, dude? Shut the fuck up. How's that, man?
Hey.
You know what? What's going on there?
Oh, no.
Chris is instantly drunk.
No, what I was saying, what I was thinking about is a weird way to fucking threaten somebody. How about the fact that I've been watching a lot of these crime shows?
Yeah.
You know, like Solved or Snapped or fucking...
The First 48.
Crimey, McCrimey or First 48 or fucking People Dying.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck it's called.
People Dying on A&E.
You use the F word so much, you know that.
Shut up, fuck, fuck. So...
Don't, I find it offensive.
Insult. Here's the deal, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people kill people, and they think, I don't know if they think or not, but they always get caught. And they, you know what? Obviously.
Yeah.
Why you do that?
Yeah. There should be a department of the police that's just called the obviously
department. The obviously
department.
My buddy's a cop, and I was talking to him this week, and he said...
Of course your buddy's a cop.
They're so dumb. Most criminals are just not that smart.
Yeah, why are they... Sure. So that's what it is. They're so dumb that they're just like, I got to kill somebody. Then they're like, oh, because...
Well, anybody who goes to the solution of I'm going to kill
somebody... That's my point.
Well, you are extremely dim. Also, because you always get caught.
Right. You always get caught, right?
Well, nobody doesn't get caught.
Also, he was talking about when guys sell like a kilo of cocaine, right? You'll go to jail. So if you sell a kilo of cocaine, you'll make maybe 20 Gs, maybe 30 Gs.
Right.
If you get caught, you're going to jail for the rest of your life. So is 30 or 20 Gs worth taking the risk of going to jail for the rest?
It's a real proponent for locking people up.
But
just
that's
because
a lot of money for you,
you're
Brian.
That dumb.
But that's a lot of money for you, Brian.
But that's also what I was going to say. It's
a lot of
money for some people, including
Brian.
For Brian, yeah. For a lot of people. But for Brian, if you get that, you could probably live the rest of your life.
Right. But I hear what you're saying. $20,000 is not worth anyone's life. So I understand the logic.
Well, some people, it is. Some people need that money.
I could buy your life. Not to be a dick. I could buy your life.
There aren't enough zeros. There aren't enough zeros
on the market.
There aren't enough zeros in the world.
On the underground market?
For what?
To buy Will Sasso, because Maraca's what you see.
No, dude.
I'm saying I'm a unique person is all I'm saying.
Will?
Okay, but then say you're a unique person. Don't say you're
Will. Don't
okay,
use that
fine.
Non-moniker.
I'm Will the unique person
Don't
Sasso,
wink like
I'm
that.
Winking.
Don't say
that,
you're
I wasn't
winking.
Finished my nickname. This is my nickname. Will. My name is Will. I'm a unique person Sasso. And I'm winking.
No,
that's also
dude.
Important.
Okay, people know that listen to the podcast what you're getting at, and that's bullshit.
Well, whatever. All I'm saying is $20,000 a lot for this guy. I'm not trying to steal your nickname. Obviously, don't kill anybody. You're going to get caught, and you are really fucking dumb. And another thing that happens when people kill people is they kill the first person, and they don't know what the fuck's going on. They start killing people, making mistakes.
Okay, let me ask you both a question. Okay. If you do have to kill somebody, worst case scenario, and this
have
is,
to?
And yeah, you've planned it. It's revenge killing.
Okay.
It's revenge killing.
Right.
What's the one thing you say
before you
take it?
You know how you do it? That's such a Brian thing to say, but what I do to get away with it? Use an ice pick. No murder weapon.
Okay, no, but
it
that's
melts.
You mean an
melts.
Icicle. You mean
what
an
do you
icicle.
Say before you
not an ice pick because like that's matter.
What do you say right before you drive the pick into
icicle.
The temple?
I go like this. Hey, buddy, there's going to be no evidence.
That's what you say right before you kill
I thought you say, I'm going to pick your fucking eyes up and put a finger in your ass.
Come fucking finger in.
But what? That's what you say before. You've been
no,
hunting
no, no, no.
him down. It's
I go like this. I go like this.
He ruined
but
your
right act. When I right when I'm about to stab the guy, I go like this. I never liked your act, Brian.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That would sting.
Yeah.
In two ways. Like
I fake laughed at your act that whole time. I fake cried all those tears out of my eyes when you were doing your act. Were lies. Good luck, Chris.
Now, I would say before I killed someone, I would say, "Don't worry, I'll get caught." And then I'd kill them.
No. That's...
Yeah. Because that's what'll happen. Because I'll get caught.
I say this. Right before I go, I'll tell you a dish of a wife. You say hi.
Speak into the mic, though, when you say that. Because also, the song is playing now, so...
This music will be playing in a jukebox. I'll be holding a jukebox in one hand with this song.
I want to kill somebody.
And a gun.
When I kill somebody, this song is going to be going, "We built this city on rock and roll." I'm going to be stabbing someone in a dirty bathroom.
Well, this is a good song to sing while you're singing, like, "I'm gonna kill you, then I'm gonna marry your wife."
This is the most Brian Callen ending to a podcast ever, because I'm talking about
physically dominating someone and I'm singing it.
You're not
kinda
a good
like
singer, though.
Bruce Springsteen.
You're not a good, no, I don't sing
and
that
it's
way.
Also very Brian to say that someone's not a good singer, even though it doesn't matter, because we're just fucking around.
On a podcast and not on a band.
Bad way to end the podcast. We're not,
and that's all Brian's fault. Please speak into the mic. Hey, get off of Brian's website.
He's got a terrible website.
Yeah, of course he has a terrible
it's
website.
Got no thing for toy. If I want to go see where you are, events, do I click on events? What does this even mean?
I don't know. Some
podcasts are slow. He doesn't know.
And hold you on. Don't know how long they last.
You can't see my dates, my stand-up dates? That's why you listen to
10-Minute Podcast. I'll do it for you, okay?
Yeah.
First of all, if you're ever wondering when how a comedian... If you go to my website, if you go to chrislea.com, you click, it says tour. And you click tour because you know, oh, he's going to go on tour. Maybe he's coming near me. Yeah. And if you do that and you click on it, you'll notice I'll be in Toronto this week.
Yeah, don't be condescending when you talk.
No, I'm not being condescending.
Yeah.
But if you go to Brian Callen's page, first of all, the font might as well be the Time Cop font.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Is that
it's
out
very
of date?
Red.
90s.
Yeah. And if there was a Terminator TV series, and I think there was.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you the T-1000?
Don't.
You're Brian Callen.
Hold on a second, Brian. No. Chris, scroll down because certainly it says underneath that Brian Callen, the comedy T-1000, right?
Because
that's what they're going for with this whole website.
But you need to have that person on there. Okay. Okay. So here's the other thing. Events. It has no tour thing. It has events.
Are you at a bake sale?
Brian's going to wrestle in the WCW.
No, okay. I need to put tour dates in.
But you're not. Yeah. Now, does WCW, does that still exist?
It does not exist. Huh, and I didn't
maybe
wanna,
it did
I
in the 90s
it did
when
in the
Terminator 2
are being
came out.
I didn't want to correct you because I didn't want your nerd app to go off when I talk about wrestling. Okay.
So when am I going to be at the Atlanta?
That was a designed diss, I did. Yeah. I mentioned something that doesn't exist anymore.
And
But then you could be like, hey, it doesn't exist anymore. Then I could be like, well, that was when Terminator was out.
Yeah, but
and then
that
was a designed diss.
No, there's no such thing.
To slam Brian twice.
But why would you do that? No. I don't do my own website.
If you were to look under event, events, you'd notice, oh, this means these are the comedy shows.
Yeah. Okay. Stop fucking schooling him about his website.
You're going to be at the Improv.
I think he
gets Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah.
October 16th and 17th, and probably way too long.
And the 18th.
Now, see what he did there, Brian?
Yeah.
He's actually being condescending.
I can't
figure it out. He is, but he's also being pro because he also dropped your dates.
I promoted you, babies. I promoted you, babies.
So tweet about it.
Now I'm going to be in Toronto.
Do a fine
now, if you'd like to go see. Now, I've played the Improv. I've played that place.
Yeah.
I did it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you asked me if I sold it out or not.
I didn't. I never asked you that, bro.
No, but when you can go, you can go.
Yeah.
You can do half biz.
You don't know that, bro. I have fans in Atlanta. I've done a movie there.
You have a fan.
I've done movies.
Hands.
Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, you know what to do. Go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Amazon banner. You'll get your shit for the same price. Also, please rate and review us on iTunes. Download the show on iTunes. Share it.
Really
tell all your friends about
it. If you go and you rate our thing and you go
and you subscribe
there. And you share it and you talk on Twitter about how high I am. It really does. What's that?
What did you say?
If you rate and subscribe.
You said how hot I am. Go on Twitter and talk about how hot
me?
I am. You said that.
Chris wants you to.
Thank you.
I didn't give you that compliment. You just gave yourself that fucking compliment.
Here's what. But Brian, you're not picking up what Chris is laying down.
What is
he laying
down?
Yes, he said, go on Twitter and talk about how hot I am, which is fucking obnoxious.
What?
But he also said, just hold on a moment. He also said, rate and review the show, share the show, tell your friends, tweet about it, and tell them how hot I am.
Yeah, it's important.
So just like he shared your tour dates, because your website can't, because it's the T-1000 of comedy websites, he also said, he incorporated, hey, do all this stuff, do all this stuff that we need you to do, share the show, and talk about how hot I am.
Well, it was designed.
You see what I'm saying?
It was designed.
He did it by design.
He did it by design.
Take those sunglasses off, Brian. Brian's now wearing sunglasses.
Why would I take these sunglasses?
I'm going to make this interactive, and I'm going to send a
picture. You make it interactive, even though it already is interactive, because it's a podcast, and you can tweet it and all that.
Look at Brian.
It's okay. Listen.
Why would I take
Brian, you look like a fucking idiot. You're going to tweet that shit. All right, guys. All right, let's go talk, though.
Go to Twitter.
Because it's a podcast.
Go to our Twitter, at 10minpod, Facebook/10minpod to see this picture.
I'm
going
to be in Toronto, and you come to Toronto, you see me, blah, blah, blah. You come to Chicago next weekend.
And you know
where are you going to be in Toronto?
Who cares?
Queen Elizabeth Theater,
Wow, that's fucking great.
I'm going to hook you up with my boy in Toronto.
Oh, yeah, cool.
You want to know his name?
I can probably guess it.
His name is Joel Gerson.
Does Will know him? Because then it's probably Johan.
He runs that town. Nah, his name isn't Johan.
Hey, you know what? Chris is in the middle of the Under No Influence tour.
That's right.
He's doing a bunch of dates. Check his website. Go to chrisdalia.com and just click tour.
Yeah,
and
it'll be very easy.
And then you can find out where he is. Hey. Go to Brian's website, play a little
surf
interactive.
Around a little bit.
Yeah, play a little interactive Terminator Flash game.
No, I'm changing it now. You're not changing it.
I'm going to have my guy change it.
Right
before we started recording this, he said, when are my dates? Chris said, go to your website. Brian said, yeah, I got to remember to do that.
I'm not big on this whole fatty internet.
And you know
thing.
What? We've got our own thing that we're going to do. The 10-Minute Podcast is going to be live at the Hollywood Improv on Wednesday night, October 29th. Get your tickets at the Hollywood Improv, right? So it's get your tickets at hollywood.improv.com. 8 p.m. Wednesday night, October 29th.
Be ready for me to fucking shred.
Yeah, all right, and dude. It's going to be a fun show. And you know what? I want to take the rest of the time that we have here today... Mm. Which is just a few minutes to do something that we wouldn't normally do, which is talk about what we're going to do on that show. Because I know if I ask you guys, hey, what should we do during the live show while we're not recording? You guys are going to be like, I don't want to fucking
talk about it. Good point. Good job.
Let's use the rest of this time.
I got to say, man, you're a real son of a bitch for this.
Hey, man.
But you got to do it.
Because he tricked us.
Yeah, I tricked you.
You did trick us.
So what?
Put us on a spot.
So I'm just saying, let's brainstorm some ideas, some bullet points.
No, I actually don't want to.
You just don't want to?
I want to go out there and I want to fucking wing it and I want to fucking just
don't
nail
do
it. Nail
don't
it right
the,
there.
What I would like to talk about is why we don't
wing that.
It.
Don't do that and don't do...
I think we should start... I think we should start with saying we don't wing these shows because we have too much respect for the audience. Even though Chris wants to wing it, he is too stupid to realize that an hour is an eternity when you're trying to wing something. We have an outline.
I'm not sure.
You're making me want to punch you in the face just by the way your voice sounds. So you better cool your jets.
Oh no. Yeah. Well, we can have bullet points and shit.
Yeah. We'll just come up with a couple. So here's what about a couple bullet points?
Okay, go ahead. Chicks.
That's not a topic, man.
Dicks.
Dicks is not a topic.
That is a topic.
Chicks. Dicks. Are dicks? All right. You know what? For the sake of this, for this conversation, are dicks. What'd you say? Can't say that.
I'm not talking about that.
I'm just coming out with subject, man.
You said
I'm a family man.
Chicks. Oh, I don't know.
I'm a family man.
Oh, God.
Look, dude.
See what happens, everybody?
What? I'm coming up with
it. It doesn't
ideas.
Matter what we do on the fucking live podcast.
It'll be fun.
It's still going to be fucking...
How about...
There's going to be all sorts of surprises and great fun.
I know what we start with.
Or not necessarily.
The things guys...
Or no surprises.
We start with the things guys wouldn't do if girls didn't exist.
But that you could say
they wouldn't shower, they wouldn't work out, and they wouldn't fight bulls, and they probably wouldn't even go to war. That's our time, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that... I would do, whatever I did, if there were no women, I would do the same thing, except I have a lot more free time.
If there were no women, wait, let me ask you this. So women never existed, or just the women are gone? There's a big difference.
That's interesting. Well, no, how is it? What would you do that would be different? Try to find women. One thing would be
if it was like the shittiest sci-fi movie of all time, and the men have the women, and we need the women, and all of a sudden, all the women are gone from the planet. The species is going to end.
That's very easy. Guys like Chris would be turned into women by men like us. Do you know what I mean by that?
I have a steel asshole.
Not when you're being held down. Here's the other thing I want to do.
And you would be held down.
Or we're asexual creatures that just sort of... what's the word when they just...
I would fuck Chris. I'd shave him down. Listen.
That'd be a lot of shaving.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
We should also try to do 30
get
minutes.
Get your drain clogged.
You get your
drain clogged if you shave.
If you shave Chris.
Get your drain clogged.
Take 30 seconds, try to do 30
seconds. Oh, that's
seconds.
Much different. So let's see. 30 let's seconds. Break this up. So, are we doing this for 30 seconds or 30 minutes? Because that's way different.
30 seconds of total silence with our audience to see if nobody can make even a peep.
So boring.
Yeah. For what reason?
I don't know.
This is the kind of shit that Brian thinks of. This is the kind of shit.
I don't know.
Go get your tickets for October the 29th, Wednesday.
Don't come.
Let's answer. Let's do one where we answer the questions that the guy asks on Actor's Studio. What do you want God to say when you're dead? What's your favorite curse word?
That's not what we do.
Oh, okay. And then get sued.
And then get sued.
It's a live
So come check us out. Come, yeah. So even though we have no clue what we're going to do, you can go get those tickets.
We should reenact a movie scene. We should reenact a famous movie scene between three guys.
I don't want to do that either. No. Okay, so here's what's going to go down. After we're done here, you can take off. Chris and I are going to talk about what the bullet points are. But also, Chris is not
going
to do it with
me. Chicago.
So I'm just going
to
sort of discuss it with myself.
I'm going to Kansas City. Going to my... It's brunch with the guys.
No, that's... Brunch. We don't need to call
No, it's brunch call, with call, the guys. It's already in my mind.
Brunching for three.
Brunching or brunch?
Brunch with the guys.
Brunching for three. Some podcasts are slow,
and you don't know how long they last. Rock this one.
Hey, dude. That's why you're listening to...
10-minute podcast. I'm gonna fucking rock this one, dude.
All right,
this one's gonna be the one. This one's gonna be the one.
Okay, Brian, put
this
that
is gonna
down.
Be the one.
Put the pickle down and put the...
No, dude, we're not gonna put the pickle down because you know what we're gonna do?
What?
We're gonna have brunch with the guys. That's what this episode is.
Pickles are not a brunch food.
But we got pickles. What else do we have? We have brunching, cheese. We had a little bit of chicken,
baguette.
And we had a baguette.
Brunch okay, for three.
Let me.
And
explain.
Brian has no shirt on.
Brian has no shirt on.
Got a complete.
You couldn't be more Italian, Brian. You couldn't be more Italian right now. You got pickles, bread, cheese, and chicken, and you're not wearing a
and
shirt.
And I got red wine in the
Hey,
fridge.
Guys, look over here. Okay, so have a look. Go to Twitter, at 10minpod, or Facebook, /10minpod, if Facebook's still around. And
this
you'll
is,
see a picture of these fucking
And this
dough
is brunch with
here.
The guys. And let me tell you something, dude.
Yeah.
Brunch with
three. Listen to the, hopefully, you're listening to this podcast either at 11 or 3:30. Okay. Because then if we are, you're truly having brunch with the guys.
Yeah, all right. The guys brought a bunch of food. Brian brought a bunch of food. We're supposed to be recording, and all of a sudden Brian has cheese.
Aged cheese, too.
Yeah. All these
spent $70 at a cheese shop like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
It was all aged in caves.
Really dumb. Welcome to the 10-Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, you know what to do. You go to the podcast site, 10minutepodcast.com. Please rate and review us on iTunes. That really helps us out. I mean it, though. Actually do it. Enjoy a pickle and
do
it.
That. God, this brunch is good.
And my name is...
these are spicy as shit.
Good my name brunch. Is Will the White Samoan Sasso.
No.
You gave me that nickname.
These are Hungarian style.
Say your name.
Brian the Kid Callen.
Don't do it sideways.
And I'm
off the mic. It's a shotgun mic.
It don't matter. And I'm
doesn't matter.
I'm Chris Leah. You know, I don't have a nickname because I'm just
It's even more annoying when you're chewing.
So guys, this is brunch talk.
This is
what are we doing?
Well, what is it? Is it brunching with the
hey,
guys?
Hey,
well,
hey,
no.
Is it brunching with
hey,
three?
Listen. You're cutting the fucking cheese
Dude,
wrong.
Let me look.
Don't
if,
cut the cheese
you're,
in the middle, bro.
Look, if you're going to talk about cutting the cheese
yeah,
right
I
or
can't
wrong,
stand when people
I'm
cut
not
the
fucking
wrong.
Talking to you, okay? Because this is just hanging out. We're not fucking ladies having etiquette and
guys,
fucking 70 years old.
It's a beautiful piece of cheese.
It's a don't first of all, don't call fucking cheese beautiful. All right? Is it a woman? Is it a horse
and don't
riding
cheese.
And galloping?
Listen
no,
to me.
It's not. It's not a fucking galloping horse. It's a piece of fucking cheese.
No, hey,
so don't call it.
Cut it the right way though, because otherwise.
Okay,
why did you bring it?
I stabbed it off.
He's porcupining.
I stabbed
fucking,
it off.
Don't porcupine
okay,
cheese.
Okay, I'll do it right.
Hey,
let me
guys,
take the fucking edge off.
This
it takes
is,
a long time to grow that
no,
cheese.
No, it's actually a good podcast.
You know what? My old man, he would eat that edge. He'd eat, he eats
he would?
That's,
the outside.
That's why.
Oh, the old man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The old man grew up during World War II
wow.
in Italy. The old man would eat that cheese edge. He'd
wow.
eat the heel
this
of the
is
bread.
Boring.
And I'll tell you
this
what else.
This is boring.
I'll tell you what else
no,
eat.
No, no.
When
on.
He eats chicken wings,
yeah.
you know, he takes like the wing, the wingette,
yeah.
not the drum, and he'll eat the whole damn thing, the bones. Brian, don't
oh, so
please,
he
wait,
died
wait.
A long time ago.
No, right. he's still
talk about
this.
Cutting cheese.
He's going strong.
Sorry,
just like Brian's asshole.
Sorry.
This one's not as good as the other one. This cheese.
Stop farting.
Sorry.
On this podcast.
Sorry.
And you just ate cheese.
Sorry.
Yo, fuck you, dude.
Hey, we've done.
Sorry.
Yo, Will, come on, dude.
You're not sorry.
Man it up.
Okay.
It's not
Brian,
fine.
Stop farting.
It's a small room.
Dude,
it's not a big room.
That's not a good one.
This
is not
Why?
A good one.
It's all right.
No, this
you
one's
fucking,
not good.
You know, you got to have, I seriously,
you
gotta
have,
to have
you're
going to
say I have respect for the cheese.
You have,
fuck you, dude.
It takes,
I don't have respect for the
listen
cheese.
Listen to me.
It's fucking cheese.
No. There's a craft to making cheese. It kept people alive forever.
Fuck you for craft. Fuck you
listen,
for respect.
No.
Guys.
A lot of Europe stayed alive on potatoes and cheese.
Well, listen, this is a very explicit brunching with the guys. But I would like to say,
is so it
if
is.
You are
wait, you said it's brunch with the guys. He said it's brunching for
it's
three.
Brunch with the guys,
or is it brunching with the guys?
It's brunch with the guys.
Hold on.
Now listen, because you got to say it like that. Hey guys, hey, welcome to brunch with the guys.
Yeah.
And
I'm eating a Swiss Rovart.
No,
which is got a nut.
How about when they
nut flavor?
Stop saying nut so many times. How about when they? Nuts. Are you Max Headroom? Are you Max Headroom?
I'm tasting nuts and mushroom, and lots of other things. It takes a long time to get into the cheese.
Well, yeah. the way the lady was doing it was she was like. She was saying all sorts of words that had no business being in the same sentence with cheese,
hey guys,
especially right before the word cheese.
Guys, you're boring the
no,
shit out of
me. No, this is actually not boring.
This is the dumbest podcast we've done.
This is
in
not.
260, 70 episodes, something like
this
that.
This is not boring.
Okay, hold on. I know how to spice it up.
Yeah.
Your shirt's
I want
off.
I want you to taste the cheese, and I want you to give me your tasting notes.
Okay.
I'll give my tasting notes.
Okay, and I'll do
give
mine.
Your tasting. Okay. So I'm going to start with mine.
Okay, you.
Give me first. A little piece of cheese then.
Okay. I feel like this... Feels a little bit like I got whacked in the side of the head by a farmer.
Hey, we got
and thrown in wet hay. And then the second, but then there's a second flavor that comes in. I feel like I just took a bite.
Yeah.
I took a bite out of a wet dog.
Or you just took a shit way. On the mic because that's what you did.
I took a white bite out of a wet dog.
I'm going to try this. What is this
one
called?
A white bite.
I'm going to go with you. What is this one called here?
That's the Rovart. It's
okay,
the Rovart. Swiss Rovart.
Swiss Rovart. Okay, hold
on. A raw cow milk.
Shut up.
Raw cow milk.
Yeah. Shut up. Let Will do it.
All right. Brian, stop talking.
Alpine
shut
grass.
Shut your fucking
eating
trash.
Alpine grass.
Shut your
How's it feel in your mouth?
Let it really coat your face.
Just wait. Just wait.
How's it feel in your mouth? Inside your mouth. How's that cheese
Brian,
feel?
Let it find its way all the way across your
tongue. Let it explode in the back of your mouth. Explode down your throat. Let it empty out into your mouth.
Hey, Chris.
Let it just unload. Do it a little quicker.
I would say
a little quicker.
You got it?
Don't take too long.
Hold on, you might have it. Hold on, you got it?
There is a nuttiness. It's last mm-hmm. third of season nuttiness.
Oh, wow.
A ripe nuttiness, I would say.
Maybe a nut that's been on the forest floor for a little too long?
Perhaps. I'm imagining a chestnut.
Yeah. Been rained on?
Perhaps in the backyard of a church.
Maybe fell on some mushrooms, maybe, huh?
Making it all up.
Could it have fallen on some fungus?
There's a tiny tinge of a black truffle.
There it is. That's what I was looking for. The black truffle.
Making it up.
And there's not a lot of fruitiness. There's a peatiness to it.
There's a peat moss.
There's a peat.
Oh my God! I can't believe you just said that. Can I ask you another question? A very important question.
Sure.
Is there the slightest? I mean, the dashiest, the traciest trace, just the whiffiest whiff. The whiffiest whiff, and it's okay if there's not, but am I imagining something, or is there
just a dot?
Do
a,
say it,
the
though.
The dottiest.
So small, we get
it. Gonna run out of time.
Of nutmeg.
No.
Good, that's exactly what I was.
Okay.
I was hoping.
All right,
Chris,
so let me go, huh?
Okay, Chris.
Let me go, huh? Yeah. So this is the Rovart, right? Okay, I'm going to put it in my mouth, I'm going to take my time. Tastes like a fucking foot, okay? I don't like it.
Chris.
It tastes like a fucking foot.
Hey, man,
it tastes like a sock.
Trying to go with this guy.
Chris. I put a sock on.
No.
I wore it for about seven and a half, 8 hours.
No. Yeah.
I took the sock off. Then I took my foot.
No.
Dragged it across my floor for a little bit. Then what I did was I took my toe and I put it in my fucking mouth.
Chris.
Like a cock.
Chris.
Like a little,
like
cock
a little
with a nail on.
You have
like
so little respect for European tradition.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. And you're European.
I am European.
We're all European.
We all are European. Which leads me to my grander point, my long-winded grand point. We are all European.
Dude, that wasn't going
to
be your point.
That's what I wanted to do.
Not your point, bro.
Look, this, from the beginning, this with fucking, brunch with the guys.
You know, sometimes I'm fucking embarrassed, straight up embarrassed to share some of these podcasts because they're just nothing.
But that was the point.
And you know what? This one, I'm actually proud of how nothing this is. We're sitting here, you got
point.
A plate of fucking
brunch
cheese.
Hold on.
We're
all European.
Chris, give it one more chance.
Hold on.
His face is changing.
But while he's trying that, I'm saying this. This is going to be called Brunch with the Guys, and the entire description of the episode will just say we're all European.
Yep, we are. Okay, here we go.
Now just try it one more time.
Let me just throw a hint of this cheese in my mouth.
Is that the Rovart again?
And take your time.
Okay, and I'll take my time, dude.
Take your time. Okay.
Now let me just put it in my mouth.
Take your time.
And I'm going to take my time.
Who the fuck
I'm not
going to
rush it. Will. I'm not going to rush it this time. I said it tastes like a foot, and that's why I rushed it. Here we go.
Rush it.
Here we go.
We're almost out of time.
Ready? Here we go. Tastes like cum. Tastes like a guy cum.
You rushed it, bro. You rushed it.
No, but I can't help it.
How do you know about guy cum?
Tastes like cum on a foot.
How do you know about guy cum on a foot?
It tastes like if I were to cum on my own foot and then put it in my mouth.
How do you know what that
tastes
like?
Yeah, there's only one way to know.
Because, which leads me to my larger point, my grand point, I'm gay.
Yay.
I'm gay and European.
Chris.
Gay European. Explains the hair.
Let me tell you something more about this cheese, though.
Yeah.
It gets better the more you eat it.
That does, doesn't it?
Yep, and that is why this cheese was designed. Some cheese is designed for the good burst of flavor that you get in your mouth.
Yep. On the fifth bite, cheese is designed
for you to keep eating, and then since you've traveled with the cheese along its illustrious journey, it paid off.
And I would like to say that no cheese is designed. So,
what do you mean?
Brian?
Talk about cotton and cheese.
Oh, don't say that. Okay, still a couple seconds.
Shit.
There it is. Shit. Sorry.
You're not sorry.
Like a foot in an anus.
Sorry.
You're not sorry.
Sorry.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what I mean?
What, we haven't really started yet. Okay.
Yeah. Whoa. Some podcasts are slow. That's a song. And you don't know how long they last. That's right. That's why you're listening to. That's why you're listening, baby.
Okay. Hey.
Flying in like an airplane.
Okay. Hey. welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast. If you're going to buy something on Amazon, please go to 10minutepodcast.com. Hit the Amazon banner. You get your stuff at the same price. It's great. Download and subscribe to us on iTunes and tell all your friends about it. And that's the best way to do this thing. All right. So
I bring the butter.
Please do that.
What?
What did he? Okay. Wait. Oh. All right. My name is Will, the chief engineer of laughter and cheer.
That's right. I like the way that rhymes.
Yeah.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
We've got a very special guest with us. This man needs no introduction.
It ain't Chris D'Elia, but much love to Chris D'Elia out there wherever he is.
That's important to mention. Chris D'Elia is not here. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a multi Grammy Award winning Soul Train
Platinum
Award winner, MTV
Since
Video
the
Music
80s,
Awards.
Baby. Let's keep it jingling. Right. It's LL Cool J.
It's LL Cool J is here with us.
That's right, baby.
Who I work with on Oz and on
I don't remember that, baby.
Yeah.
I've had a long, illustrious career. I bring the butter.
Actor, rapper, LL Cool J.
That's right.
And this is a real thrill to have you here,
yes,
LL.
Yes, you can bring your entourage in, or do you want to keep them outside?
Well, I'm humbled and I'm blessed. Yeah. I'm very blessed to be here.
Yeah, no, you know, and that's what we love about having you. Yeah. Just as soon as you walked in the door, just the energy and the positivity.
100%, baby.
Unbelievable shape, too.
Brian, thank you very much. I'm in my 40s.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
How do you stay in shape?
I bring the butter.
That's okay. What for what?
What?
So LL Cool J is here, and this is really something else to have someone so positive here, and someone who's an actor, rapper, entrepreneur.
That's right. Multi-hyphenated.
Right. A philanthropist.
Never anticipated.
Right.
But also kind of anticipated you're waiting to hear what I'm going to do next.
Because you're caffeinated.
Brian, don't try to rhyme.
But you know what I'm saying?
I've always wanted to, though.
So let me ask you this, LL. Okay, so LL, let me ask you this.
What's that? What's happening, partner?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're such
Hot
a positive...
Hot 97, if we were on Hot 97.
We're not.
10 Minute Podcast.
There you go, you can say that.
That's right.
You're such a positive guy. You've done so much. And
thank you very much, man. I've been very blessed.
I've been
very blessed. I feel very fortunate in my career. You know, I give props to God.
Yeah, that's really good to be... You're very gracious. You give a lot of gratitude and thanks. And you're very positive.
Yep.
And I'll just let me just say that much though without
and your saying, and your tribute I have to say
you got to stay humble, baby.
I thought your tribute to Whitney Houston was really moving.
Very heartfelt.
It was very moving.
These are all positive things.
You've had such a long career. And what do you think the secret of your career is being like?
You know what I mean? Just staying relevant, baby. You know what I mean? Taking it one step at a time and just making sure that anything negative bounces right off you. I bring the butter.
Okay,
but do you think that your career would not be where it is if you weren't
get off my nuts. You know, you know what I mean.
I just want.
Do you think you'd be as successful?
Not you, but you know.
You think you'd be as successful if you didn't look the way you do, as muscular as you are, as big?
You know what I mean,
Brian? Of course, that's something you would ask.
Of course, it's something you would ask because
you don't know that.
You're a sex symbol,
right?
You're a sex
but I'm agreeing with you, Will Sasso.
But you're a sex symbol to women.
I see. Yeah. See, here's the thing.
I'm a metaphorical freak, baby.
I want young people and older people that listen to the show to check out this message because LL is such a positive person.
Yeah.
And he's really proof positive.
They call me Big Pele.
Yep. And you can really shape your life, you know, and, right. and do what you want. You know, here's a guy who's now, now pardon me, I haven't I haven't seen so much of your TV show.
It's all right, baby. This is it's for a certain demographic.
Yeah. Well, and your TV show is
it was it's on right now. CSI or whatever.
No, wait. I think it's actually
with Matthew
No, it's actually it's NCIS.
Yeah, that's NCIS. Right.
Yeah. And it's
Miami or something.
No, it's not Miami. Yeah.
New York. That's New what York. It is.
Yeah, I don't think
because that's where I'm from.
Right. No, it's NCIS Los
Brooklyn,
Angeles.
Brooklyn, baby, the Bronx.
It's NCIS yeah. Los Angeles.
Exactly.
Right. LA, you,
so that's
what,
that's the show you're
with
on.
Matthew.
It's not
O'Donnell.
Chris.
That's right, baby. He was in Batman.
Yeah, he was Robin.
He played Robin before the. Edward James, who's the kid?
What?
The one now, Jennifer Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gordon, almost.
Yeah, no, it's Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah.
LL, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, what's up? I'm all ears, baby. What? You got to keep it open and positive.
Just let him ask
what
you a
would
question.
You say,
yeah.
Please let us ask you a question. What would you say to younger people who have a dream?
Good question.
Who want to get
That's
into
That's a great question, man. You know, a lot of times you get consumed with basically just focus on one thing. But if you keep your eyes focused on the one thing, it's going to take you double the amount of time to get there because then you're not look. You got your blinders on the side of you. And you know what I mean? You need to be open to experience everything that life has to offer. Oh.
What? Wait, hold on.
If you're young.
If you... And that's just the caveat at the end, if you're young. All that stuff then, if you're young.
Yeah, you're only young once.
No one's going to dispute that.
No.
Wait, just hold on just 1 second.
Keeping it
so
positive.
You're saying if you have your eyes on one
If you thing, have your eyes on a prize,
yeah.
you know, and you really want that, and you work extra hard to get that, that's a good thing. But also be prepared to look at everything that's around you in life and make sure you smell the flowers.
Why do you laugh every time you talk that loud?
Yeah.
Well, you know, never mind.
Who are your heroes? LL? Who are the people you
Funny you should ask that because I think it has to do with an insecurity I have.
Oh. What's that? What's that, ladies love? Whoa. What's that?
You know what I mean?
What's the insecurity?
Wait. Hold on. Brian, let him...
Like, you know, like if I say something and then it's kind of just like a basic thing, you know? Oh.
So you sort of...
So I just, afterwards, I just laugh like
you,
it's
you
the
flare
end
it up
of it.
With a, you put other things around
it's
it.
It's like the end of
so
it.
So what are you insecure about?
So you're like,
you
oh, he made a good
you,
point.
What are you insecure about? You've won. I mean, you've won the game of life.
I brought butter.
You're a big, handsome
you
guy.
Didn't bring
you're
butter.
Talented.
Nobody
what
cares
are you,
about the butter.
What are you shouting for and talking about butter and laughing about?
Hot 97.
This isn't Hot 97.
If it was.
Hey, we can't hear you very well. What are you insecure about? What's going on?
Hey, nothing, baby.
You can talk to us.
Yeah, he said baby. He's saying Hot 97
hey,
butter.
You can talk to us.
I got to, you know what I mean? Everybody got problems, but you know you got to stay positive.
You know what's really interesting
what
right now,
problems?
Brian?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's interesting. Stop ripping that piece of paper for sure. Here's what's really interesting. Is it like it? Even though LL is at a lower register right now, it's like he's like doing all the LL
what's
stuff.
Up?
Yeah, he's still doing it.
It's just how it is, baby.
Yeah, he's still doing
You're
all
pulling
the...
your knees up to your chest here. What's going on?
He's getting all cute on the chair.
Yeah.
And why?
See, but isn't that interesting?
Wow,
he's sitting
the,
there.
That
his
something
body
happened to you when
saying,
you were a 12-year-old boy. Or
something. Bring him.
Let him just.
Yeah.
What
they
happened?
They call me. Big Pele. Mm-mm. When I was...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. When I was like 20... Well, I was 20.
Maybe younger?
Nah.
Maybe younger?
When I was about 16, I had this girl.
There it is. Might even be younger.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, go on.
When I was 16 or 15, I had this girl.
Yeah, there you go. 14?
Nah, 16's fine.
Okay.
I was about 16. But I just turned 16, I think, baby. You know what I mean? And this girl, we hit it off. You know what I mean? And I really liked her. She was like the first love I ever had. You know what I mean? And then I noticed that she was flirting with my friend, baby. You know what I mean?
There it is.
I bring the butter.
You had your heart broken. Yeah, they're heartbroken.
And then
didn't
they
you?
Wound up together. And I was like, if they get married, then that's fine. But they didn't even get married. So it was all for naught, baby.
You can.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now.
You got thrown away.
You can.
Like a little piece
somebody
of Kleenex,
you.
Baby. Like there a little piece of. I'm a metaphorical freak. Like a little metaphorical freak, baby.
Yeah, oh, he's
there
back.
It is. Here he
comes. Hot 97. Yeah.
Well, there it is.
But you know, if it was, second. If it was Hot 97.
Yeah, but you know,
we almost
but
got
for
to
a minute there,
that's
we
right,
almost,
baby. LL Cool J.
Okay, I think
back
the lesson
in business.
You know, I think the lesson here is there's a lot of bravado. There's a lot of people that
no,
have like sort of a
keep
sort
it
of an
positive.
Exterior that you would look at and go, wow, this is a really strong person, has everything together. But I think everyone,
strive
even
to
some
perfection, baby, even, you might
someone,
get it.
Someone is amazing and is
we're gonna have you back,
LL Cool J.
But remain modest,
even they.
No, that's
they.
Good. These are all good messages.
We're
going to
have
CSI.
We're going to have
Miami.
You back to get
it's
into
NCIS
that.
With Matthew
we want more of that 16-year-old.
Matthew O'Dowd.
No, it's Chris O'Donnell, and we're going to dig
that's
deeper.
That's right.
We're going to dig deeper with LL.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going to get to
Session
the
1.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10-Minute Podcast.
I need to know if you have bags. I need extra bags, like if you're done using them or empty bags or whatever. If you have bigger, like the bigger ones, the better, whatever. But I need, I have some. I got like a bunch of bags from Ralph's, but I definitely need more. So call me back and let me know. All right, buddy. See ya.
Okay. Now that's a message I got from Chris D'Elia.
Ralph's is a grocery store.
Yeah. Now I'm going to ask
you
all right a
over
question.
There? Have some water.
Go ahead. What?
I'm going to ask you a question. I want to know why what you need.
You never because you never answered me on that. You never answered me.
That's a voicemail from Chris to you.
It's
Brian?
A voicemail from Chris to me. And
welcome to 10-Minute Podcast. You can buy Amazon, yeah. You go to the Amazon thing. Please yeah. Subscribe and download on iTunes. Share with your friends. Tell all your friends. My name is Will Sasso.
Yeah, I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
I'm Chris D'Elia. I don't have a nickname. I'm Raw. What you got? I don't have a nickname.
You didn't say nicknames. Oh, he has his
listen
nickname.
Up.
So, but why are you what? Coming in hot? Is what I'm asking you.
I want to know. Because I think I know.
Okay, well, you didn't.
Because I think I know. And if you confirm it, I'm probably going to, I'm going to be honest with you.
You're going to be
I
mad.
Think I'm going to come at you.
Let's have a nice podcast.
Yeah, why does
time.
It have to be like
every,
that?
Lately, he's been really aggressive. And
hot.
I'm pointing at Brian.
Yeah.
You're coming in red hot.
Did you hear the message, Will?
He doesn't wear a shirt.
Okay.
Now
Will,
he's looking at me.
Look.
Will.
Yeah.
Ask him what the bags are for.
No, I want to. Can I
why
just
do
say
I have
some,
to be in the middle
no,
of this?
Can I.
Ask first, him what the bags are for.
I know.
Let me say something.
What did you want bags for?
Hold on one second.
I'm the middle
no,
in age.
Hold
but
on
this
one
is
second.
Just so
it
weird.
Doesn't matter. He's always have has his shirt off like he's the Ja Rule of podcasts.
I got a good body.
Okay.
You,
whatever,
that should be your
matter.
Nickname. That's a good nickname.
Okay.
Can I
here's
use that?
Here's the other thing. Yeah, he's the Ja Rule of podcasts. So here's the other thing, though. Yeah. Okay.
I run
here's
hot.
The other thing, though, dude. I left a message for you, and that was a week ago, dude. I'm all done.
About
I got the
a
bags.
Week ago.
No.
Will.
I already got
Will.
The bags.
Yeah. Ask him what the
no,
fuck
about a week
the bags were for.
I already why got
you,
the bags.
Why did you leave no, a message on
you,
my
you're
machine?
You're coming in hot.
Am I a bag specialist?
No.
Dude,
but
I
you
a
know what you
guy?
Are? Right. A friend. And okay. When a friend calls me and leaves a message, I call them
do
back.
I have a, just, can, right, I have a connection
just,
with extra bags,
can
bro?
I just cut to the chase? Can I just cut to the chase?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be Will cut to the chase, ass. So here's the thing. I don't even want to get involved in the middle of this, but I might as well. Chris, I think you just owe it to Brian to tell him, or else he's just going to freak out like this. He's got his shirt off. Just tell him what the... What the
if he really point. Wanted the bag, if he really
down.
Wanted to know
don't,
why
Brian,
I...
don't... He's bounced. He's ready to pop.
Let's go.
I have a... I have a...
Just... Let's go.
Stop you're gonna let me talk?
Your chest.
Let's go.
You gonna let me talk?
Bro, let's go. Just give it to
stop
me.
Stop it.
What do you need extra bags for? What'd you call me?
Stop slapping your chest.
If I have a drawer in my kitchen where I keep all of my extra bags, I used those up because I'm moving things. Maybe you need, maybe you have extra bags.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay. So you needed the bags. To move stuff?
Brian, come up on the mic.
You needed bags to move stuff?
Well, why else would I need bags? When
what,
you put something in a bag, it's to carry it somewhere.
Okay.
Or to just
what,
put it away somewhere.
Exactly, same thing.
Well, I'm going to ask you now.
Yeah. Don't do that.
What'd you need the bags for? What did you have to put in the bags?
Chris, you owe it to him.
What did you have to put
I
in the bags?
I do owe it to him, but I have a pre-question.
Just tell me.
What, if you wanted to know what the bags were for, why didn't you call me back? That's a good question.
Because I wanted
If you really
be,
wanted to know, why
I wanted
didn't you
to be face-to-face with you.
Face-to-face?
Because that, what's a
like,
face?
Look, I'm
face?
Running hot right now. Faith my tongue ain't face? Working. Listen up,
faith
bro.
Face-to-face.
I wanted to hear what you had to say because I think I know what goes in those bags.
Is that a sitcom on the Family Channel or Faith to Face?
Yeah, it would be. With a female.
It's Jane Faith and June Face. They're together again.
Listen and they have like
we've got to finish the bake sale in time to solve this crime.
And they both have one child.
Yeah.
Okay, Will.
My daughter, blah, blah, blah.
Smart ass.
My son, blah, blah, blah. Faith to Face.
Smart ass Will. What do you think he was asking?
Nah, it doesn't matter what he thinks because I know what they're for.
It's not my place. Here's the fucking problem.
It's not your place,
then we end up, we're supposed to have a... Last time I checked, speaking of iTunes, this podcast is supposed to be in the comedy section.
Yeah.
There's no fight section.
No. There isn't
There's
a fight
no argument
section,
section
and
in
you
iTunes.
Have the
Chris.
Fighter
you,
podcast.
We'll put this to bed right
now. Yeah, you
now.
Do. You have a podcast that has fight in
let's
the title.
Put it, yeah, let's put it to bed. Chris, you asked, you called me, you
take
wanted
some
extra
of the,
bags.
All right, take some
what
of the,
did you need the bags for?
Take some of the bass out of your voice
What
right
did you
now.
Need the bags for?
Your voice is not...
What did you need the bags for?
What you're doing with your voice
Tell me right
is aggressive.
Now.
Stop doing...
I'm standing right fucking here.
I know you're sitting.
You shut up.
Don't you fuck... Hey,
you shut up.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you
Shut
something.
Shut up.
Have you ever snapped firewood in the forest? You ever gone
yeah.
camping? All right, you know how you just put it by your knee?
Yeah.
And you just bring your knee. All you got to do is just step your knee on through.
Yeah.
And then you got two pieces
like
of wood.
Like it's balsa wood.
I grab you around the shoulder
right,
and the
well,
wrist. I put my knee behind your elbow, and
aggressive.
I just step through, Brian.
It's aggressive.
And that's
crack
it.
You.
And I'll start a fire.
I'll crack would you behind
about,
the ear.
Would you like to help me cook some hot dogs and marshmallows, Brian?
Why would you want to do that?
I'll fucking bust you up with my knees,
hey.
Pile you in a pile, light you on fire, and cook wieners for the kids.
You like 4th of July?
Is that why you got to bring kids
like
into it?
You know what? I fucking love it.
How about,
I fucking
good,
love
4th
of
so like,
July.
You
know what, bro?
You like
I fucking
fight.
Love 4th of July.
Do you like firecrackers?
Yeah, you know what, bro?
You do?
I fucking love
firecrackers.
You're Canadian. Do you like firecrackers?
Yeah, I fucking
do
love
you like firecrackers?
Yes, I do, Chris. Yes,
you
I
do.
Okay.
Hey, bro, how about I crack you behind the ear?
Oh, I see.
So you're home. Brain feels like firecrackers.
You guys are acting like you're agreeing,
you what,
but
hey,
you're
you know
mad.
What? Do you like Easter?
I love it.
Do you love
do?
Easter?
Fucking love it.
You love Easter?
Fucking
you do?
Love it.
How about
it.
I tell
Is
you
this
what?
With your kids?
Tell you what? How about I hit
kids.
You so hard with an elbow that you turn into a bunch of little white orbs? I smash you so hard you completely break the rules.
Do you
of
like
matter,
Halloween?
And you turn into a bunch of little ping pong balls.
Yeah.
I take those balls. I paint nice little designs on them, and
really?
I hide them around your backyard for your kids to go
Do
find.
Do you like Halloween?
We'll have a
involved.
Little... I fucking love
you
Halloween.
You like Halloween?
No,
do?
I don't like it.
Do you like it
yes,
as much
Chris.
As...
No, I don't just like
it. You like
it
as much as 4th of
love it.
4th of July?
You love it?
I fucking love it.
Do you like
it
as much as 4th of July?
How about...
Do you like it as much as 4th of July, or you like Halloween better?
Fucking love
you
Halloween.
Do
much more.
Really?
Then how about I pepper your face up, bang, bang, bang.
No,
till
don't
you don't
bang,
need
bang.
A mask.
Look, you're just trying.
Till you show
involved.
Up like a horror show.
Yeah.
Till you show up like Willie the Horror Show because your face is all rearranged.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you like Christmas?
Fucking
it's a pretty
X-Mas.
It's pretty much known
what,
as everyone kind of likes
tell
Christmas.
You what we're gonna do for
Get.
You since you love Christmas.
Well,
I'm gonna rip your clothes off,
I don't
and
know
I'm gonna
that's...
slap you about your torso until it gets inflamed
not a good
and
gift.
Turns red. And I'm gonna do this for about 50 years so that you grow a long white
that
beard, and your skin is gonna be so bloated and raised and red, you're gonna look like Santa in a fucking Santa suit.
Do you
so,
like? Do you like Martin Luther King Day?
I
fucking love it.
You
do?
Do
you
do?
Like
I love
it?
Yeah.
Really?
You
yeah,
like
it?
I
you
love
the
more
king. Like it, huh?
I love the
more
king.
More than Halloween
and his
or?
Day, much more.
You do?
Well, let me ask you. When I fucking crack you behind the ear and
look,
pepper your face,
let me tell you
and you look like Halloween,
yeah.
You think you'll wake up in 6 months and say, I had a dream?
I see what you're doing. I'm just trying to tell you to talk to this guy about what these
so, bro,
motherfucking
let's get
bags
back
are
to
about.
Bags, you fucking
That's all
asshole.
I'm trying to
When
tell
I
about.
Do the road.
If there was a fucking
when
day
I
for
do
bags,
the road,
I would love that too.
I go on the road.
Yeah.
And I come back, and when I come back, I've got extra money. You son of a bitch! No, you son of a bitch! You bitch! Get off of me! You fucking son of a bitch! I don't like you! You fucking son of a bitch!
He fucking fucked me. I don't even like Halloween or fucking Martin Luther.
Nice. Cool out.
Christmas. He's fucking
nuts. Calm down.
Fuck, needed help to fucking move.
Just relax.
My money.
Fucking
asshole.
He's fucking.
He's just. He's fucking mad. Need to move on.
You fucking.
You knew it.
Shit.
Just say move my money. Shit. But bring it to the bank.
Guys.
I need bags to do it.
Put your headset on.
You gotta fucking cuss.
You guys can't do that.
That's why I get so fucking happy. I work a lot, but I like to take off time for it. I love Labor Day.
Bags. You don't call me.
Love Labor Day.
You don't get on my phone. You call me. Come on.
You just need the bags for the money. Hey,
you son of a bitch! Get the fuck out of
here! I'm a man.
No,
you don't need to sing,
dude. You always sing, and you sing too much. And you're not a singer.
You never even heard me really sing.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast, right? What would really help us out is if you rate and review our thing on iTunes, our podcast. It would really help. It puts us to the top.
Buy everything you need on Amazon, but through
our
page.
Yeah, but go through our website. You should have said it the opposite way. But anyway, let's start this off. Go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Brian the Kid Callen.
And I am Chris D'Elia. And I don't have a nickname because I'm wrong. What you see is what you get. So we don't have Will Sasso anymore.
No, we don't.
Because of a reason or another. Well, and we do have a returning guest, so to speak.
Yeah,
is it a guest? Is it not a guest? Is it a guest? Is it not a guest?
It's not a guest.
Okay.
It's not a
but
guest.
It is kind of a guest a little bit.
In all intents and purposes. Yeah. It's not a guess.
In the tents and the purposes.
It's a box.
It's a box.
It's a box.
And what is it?
I'll let him or it or whatever.
Okay. Now let's hit the button right now and let him explain. Here we go.
Hello. I am Wilbot 10,000 version 2.0.
Hi Wilbot, how are you? It's nice to have you again.
Yeah. I am fine, Chris. How are you, Brianne?
Well, it's Brian, so if we're going to start with this shit, you know.
But
Brianne
is spelled
interactive. Oops.
No.
Oh, well, listen.
Got
the oops thing down.
What are you doing?
I have been programmed to finish my thoughts, but Brianne interrupted
me.
Brian. So oops.
Right.
It's Brian.
Oops was a thing we've been doing, so
it's
obviously it's
Brianne is spelled B-R-I-A-N-N-E.
Brianne.
No.
It does kind of have a point.
He doesn't have a point. Brianne is spelled B-R-I-A-N-N-E.
Right, I know, but Brian is spelled B-R-I-A-N.
Hey, Wilbot. Wilbot.
Yes, Brianne.
Brian.
Brianne.
It's, Brianne is spelled
B-R-I-A-N-N-E. Hold on
B-R-I-A-N-N-E.
One second. Brian.
Oops.
One second.
Why am I getting mad at a robot?
Interrupted. Brianne. Yes, Chris.
Would you maybe replace Brianne with Brian?
Yes, Chris.
Oh, my God.
That is
God.
Possible within my interface.
Great.
However, it needs to be uploaded and programmed.
Oh, okay.
For this podcast, Brianne will be referred to as Brianne.
I'm not going to speak to you, and I'm not going to respond to you. How's that sound?
Again, Brianne thinks that I am an actual robot. I am a program, a fully interactive interface.
Interface, right, yeah.
Created by Will Sasso.
Yeah, he's an asshole. Make sure you tell him he's an
Will
asshole.
Will Sasso.
Yeah.
Oops.
Will Sasshole.
And oops.
Right. Actually, I'm really kind of impressed with the 2.0 version of this.
I'm not at all.
Okay, well, but, you know, much like the iPhone.
One of my new features.
Okay.
Oops, I interrupted you, Chris.
You're
going
to do the oops too for yourself?
Oops, you interrupted me, Chris.
All right, okay. I mean.
One of the new features of the Wilbot 10,000 version 2.0 is that I can listen before I am turned on.
Really?
Did you guys do the proper call at the beginning of the show?
I don't remember, actually.
Yeah.
If I'm playing it back, close to verbatim, I believe something along the lines of do the stuff and iTunes and rate and review or something like that
was said. We didn't really do it word for word correctly, I guess. But
hello, my name is Wilbot 10,000,
version
2.0.
What are you doing?
Welcome to
we don't have to do it again. We've done that already.
If you would like to buy something on Amazon,
we said it already.
Visit http://www.10minutepodcast.com.
Nobody says it like that.
Brian.
And hit the Amazon banner.
Okay.
You will receive your items and
Brian. No, you're the one who's nice to the fucking asshole.
And oops,
you can't change what the...
Just say you will
receive your items for the same price.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now...
If you want to buy the Willbot 2000... If you
want
to buy the Willbot 2.0, you can buy it on fucking Amazon.
If you would like to rate and review us on iTunes, please visit our iTunes.
Oh, did we get it?
Enter 10-minute podcast in the search engine.
Oh, my God, dude. What do you mean let him? What do you want his... him.
No.
It.
Whatever, dude. I'm just saying it's obviously not going to stop.
Download and subscribe.
You interrupted me a little bit, Will.
Yeah, you just interrupted him.
And oops.
Oh, Jesus, man. I made up the oops thing.
I am here to replace Will Sasso.
All right.
No shit.
Guys, what would you like to talk about...
I want to talk about how robots.
Organic. No,
I want to talk about
can
how,
I just say something
how machines will never replace human beings, and this is a classic example of why.
That is a great topic.
Okay, Wilbot, can I just say that one of the charms of our podcast is that everything is not perfect, and we just kind of wing it and have a good time. We have an idea, and this way, if I say something like rate and review the thing on iTunes, it's not that big of a deal if I don't do it word for word. You know what I mean?
He doesn't know what you mean.
He's an interface.
Stop interrupting the fucking Wilbot.
I can interrupt him as much as I want.
Because that
human being.
Me.
Here is one of my new features.
Right.
Ha, 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 agreed.
What is that?
Ha, 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 agreed.
Yes. What and Wilbot, you'll never replace a human being.
But what is ha ha ha?
Congratulations.
I agree with your point. Sometimes it's good to stay loose. Here I am with you, staying loose, recording the 10-minute podcast. Ha ha ha, you dough goat. Ha ha ha, you basket of cats.
Right.
Ha ha ha. Brian, put on your shirt. Secute.
You said Brian.
You're just kind of...
You said Brian.
Yeah, I know because remember I asked him to say it.
Brian... Do you like me now that I've called you by your real name?
To be honest, I don't want to even say whether I like or dislike you because I don't consider you anything. You're not a living, you're an interface, you're a machine, you're a bunch of wires and chips. So I don't care about you.
From 1 to 10, how would you rate me as your friend?
I would say
that... 1 being the lowest, and oops, and 10 being the highest, oops.
I'd say if somebody took a bat to your fucking... this box.
Just kind of do 1
and
to 10.
Broken into a smithereens, I would go, hey, can you pass the salt? That's how much.
If you were eating, you
if
would.
If I was eating.
I cannot comprehend what you have said.
You mean nothing to me.
You are confused.
You mean nothing to me.
Just say 1 to 10. Now, so say 1.
Do you me more now that I have called you Brian?
No.
Brian, Wilbot.
Yes, Chris.
I don't. Anything.
Brian feels 1 out of 10 for you.
Thank you, Chris. Here is the problem with what you are saying. It is not coming from Brianne.
Oh,
and if Brianne had answered my question, he would have realized that I was joking with him, calling him Brian. But he won't learn that on his own.
Well,
because
he can hear
instead
you.
Of answering my question, Brianne decided to kill the bit.
Right.
And not go along with me.
Are you
yes and fashion?
You're right.
Are you teaching
me? No, you know what, Brian?
He's teaching
me. Let me 1 second, Brian. Can you please shut the fuck up for 1 second? You actually did kill the Wilbot's bit.
I don't care.
You did kill the bit.
Okay.
No, but for comedy's sake, you killed
Wilbot,
the bit.
I do
like because
you
Wilbot
more.
Wanted you to do 1
Fine.
To 10
it is
and you
too
wouldn't
late.
And you wouldn't answer it.
Will.
And because you wouldn't answer it, the Wilbot, who's a highly developed piece of machinery,
I am a fully interactive
we know
software
that. You don't have to say it again.
And program.
Okay, you know what, dude? I do
he
like
couldn't
you
get his
I like
humor.
You more now that you call me Brian. Go.
No, that's not the bit.
Well,
that wasn't the bit, Brianne.
Isn't it weird
had
how the robot...
Had you gone
how?
With the bit, you would have learned that I was
joking
calling
right.
you Brian.
I get that, so can I ask
you... I know that your name is Brian.
Right.
However, I choose to call you Brianne.
That's pretty shitty.
And there will never be a war between humans and machines.
What?
You are probably
Whoa.
Influenced by your own website, which looks like it was programmed... By the people who would have made a Terminator TV series.
He's right.
On Sci-Fi Network.
You're right.
Or something shitty like that.
Okay,
you know that?
Hold
on. You know that just from the podcast that you've listened to?
Yes.
Because we talked about that.
I have been uploaded with every
That's
podcast
really good.
In the 10-minute podcast library. Because
it does look like a Terminator. It looks like a shitty
Well, guys,
thing that would
I
be
don't
on,
wanna,
like,
K-Pax. Guys, I mean...
K-Pax.
Oops. Brianne.
Terminator
for
on K-Pax.
Sure, get a new website.
Yeah.
I don't
include the term tour with a clickable link.
And not the term
I'm not
event,
taking
right?
advice from you.
Because he says events.
Events
signifies
would connote something like a car show.
Exactly. That's what I was saying.
Or perhaps a high school production of Pirates of Penzance.
Or WCW, which doesn't exist anymore, right?
The WCW went out of business in 2002.
My whole point was is that
Vince Kennedy McMahon purchased WCW.
Oh, but my whole point
from Ted Turner.
No, I know, but my point is that it looked different. You know a lot of stuff.
You
my
do.
Point
is I that am Wilbot 10,000 version 2.0.
And you're an interface, I get it.
I am a completely interactive software and podcast interface.
No, no, me oops.
Please visit http
://
www.
Nobody says it like that. You need to relearn that.
podcast.com for all of the upcoming events.
Okay, look.
Just joking. That would be fucking stupid.
Because he was making fun of you. It's highly
developed. Something that would be on BrianneCallen.com.
This robot has a higher developed sense of humor. Than
it's not that funny. I get it.
And
okay, it's pretty good.
Oops.
I'm super full.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Because we ate too much, and I'm worried that we have to hurry up with these podcasts because I feel like...
Because song.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how.
What's cool about that?
Welcome to the...
they're like, oh, is he singing? I can't tell.
Well, you couldn't hear it because you were singing so low.
Yeah, but they're like, is that my speaker?
Here's what Brian was doing while the song was playing.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to cut that out so no one hears it.
You censor me without my permission.
Welcome to 10 Minute Podcast. My name is Will, the Chief Engineer, Laughter and Cheer, Sasso.
I'm Brian the Kid Callen.
And I'm Chris D'Elia. And of course, I don't have a nickname because what you see is what you get. I'm very raw.
Sticking with that name, huh?
What do you mean? What name? I don't have a name.
Oh, right.
I don't have a nickname, yeah, that's pretty good. I have a nickname.
So Amazon, you buy things because you know how podcasts work, and you do all our things and subscribe to the show on iTunes. That's really going to help
do
us.
Do all our things, Wilson.
Hey, have you guys ever thought about what it would be like?
And you know what else?
This is going to piss me off. So, Will, go ahead.
Tell your friends to listen to the fucking show.
Who cares, bro?
Like, go on Twitter and be like, listen to this show.
Oh, now they're going to be like, oh, Will said that. I better tell my friends. Well, hey, what do you got to do? Things to do. I got to go work out. And,
it helps,
and
though.
Also, I have to tell my friends about the 10-minute podcast. What the fuck is wrong with you?
What
anybody
do you mean?
Who does that? I don't
tweet
want to listen
it. No,
to
you
like
know
that.
What? How about this? If you're listening to this right now, do us a solid, and why don't you tweet, hey, friends, listen to at
watch
10 minute. Hey, friends. Listen to at 10 Minute Podcast. It's the best podcast round.
But you won't say at 10 Minute Podcast. You'd say at 10 Minute Pod.
At 10 Minute Pod. No, fuck that shit. I hate that.
Don't do that. Don't do all the social media stuff. That's a fad.
We just hung out. We just got together. Yeah. We just got together.
Why don't you just explain?
We ate a lot.
Why don't you explain?
We ate a lot.
What the fuck?
Let me try to break down what just happened.
Right now.
Okay,
this is what makes Brian Callen, Brian Callen, and also someone I want to punch in the face.
Come on, man.
Go ahead.
We decided we were going to get together at a time that we'd all agreed upon, and we couldn't get a hold of Brian. So I said to Chris, why don't we meet over at the Coffee Bean? We'll hang out because Brian's usually an hour
late
anyway.
By the way, all of this is on a group text with all of each other.
Yes, that's right.
Brian, me, Will.
Yeah, and he's not getting back to us, and we don't know where the fuck he is. So I said, let's go grab a coffee. And Chris said, yeah, sure, we'll do that. We'll text him. He'll be an hour late. Then we'll bomb over to the house. We'll do that. As soon as I leave the house to meet Chris, get a text from Brian. He goes, I'm on my way. Woo! Now, let me foreshadow and say, don't hear from him again for the next 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He's busy.
In that time, we decide, oh, we do get this out of him. Get food. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
So, we want to get some food. I go down to the grocery store.
We both do. Yeah. I meet him there.
Chris comes over. He's at the grocery store. We got some sandwiches, right?
A lot of sandwiches.
I say sandwiches because I'm from New York, Canada.
I rarely eat sandwiches.
And we get some little chicken wings, some little sushi pieces, and we bring it back to the house. So Chris and I are trying to figure out what we're going to do with our time and still get this happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're going to get a little bite. We tell Brian, even though he's not getting back to us, we got
get
food,
a bunch
don't worry
of food
about
for
it.
Everybody. Yeah.
And then we get a text from Brian.
While we're arriving at Will's studio.
Yeah.
Brian's text says, hey guys, I'm late because I'm getting a sandwich.
So then cut to...
I just wanted my own particular sandwich.
We got two extra sandwiches. Because, oh, by the way, Chris said get sandwiches. I didn't really want a sandwich. And I said, all right, well, let me get two sandwiches for Brian and Chris. Then Chris shows up, and he doesn't like that I got cranberry sauce on the sandwich.
I didn't say get sandwiches. I said get turkey and cheese. And Will got sandwiches with turkey, cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fixins, which include cranberry spread on the fucking sandwich.
That's annoying.
And then I tried to get Brian to take a bite of the sandwich, but he couldn't because he had already stuffed his face with two sandwiches that he brought. Yeah. So now here's the fucking problem. Here's the math. We got three dudes. We got five sandwiches. We got zero communication.
We have so many fucking sushi rolls. We have so many buffalo wings or whatever the fuck they were.
So
we have lobster salad. And here's the basic point.
Strawberries.
I'm the only one who didn't fuck up in this equation.
No.
How would you say it?
Because
you
fucked up too. Did you eat any of the lobster salad?
Yeah, because
it
did.
Okay, they're members of the insect family. So you ate
That's
you
true.
Ate
around the turn of the century.
Yeah. Oh, the sea.
As a matter of fact, crustaceans in Down Under and Oz and New Zealand, I believe they refer to them as bugs.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other thing is, and around the turn of the century, it was illegal and considered cruel and unusual punishment to serve
feed it to
lobster
prisoners.
To prisoners more than once a week.
You bug. You bug.
Ye bug.
You bug.
I don't care.
Ye Spence
hey,
bug.
Hey, Froggy. Froggy, bat. You bat.
Hey.
You frog. Ye bug.
Hey.
Guys.
You want some crickets?
I'd rather eat...
Want to eat some flies?
I'd rather eat
sticky,
bugs.
Stupid long tongue?
I'd rather eat bugs than be a fuck-up that didn't know what was going on.
This is a bad comeback.
Well, no, but that's what you are. And it's not a comeback.
You know what bothers me about you?
Spitting truth.
Hey, you know what I've
You're
decided?
A fuck-up
Don't.
That doesn't know what's going on.
That was pretty hip-hop, though, to say you're spitting truth, though. So.
I don't like
no, I said spitting.
That Chris... And
oh, he
correct
said spitting.
Me, do you feel this way or not?
What is it, man?
Chris lets the hair on his neck
yeah?
grow wild, right. like weeds.
Yeah, but you've got like the G.I. Joe tapers
just how it grows.
Beard. It's not how it grows.
Just how it grows.
All right, so go ahead. Why don't you finish what I was going to say? What you were going to say. Sorry, excuse me.
Here's what I think we should do.
About
we should
my fucking neck hair.
Fuck your neck hair.
Bean man.
We got sandwich problems.
Bean man.
I think it's disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful.
Guys, get off each other's dicks. You guys have been on each other for so long. The past few podcasts, you're just rolling all over each other. Just kiss.
No, it's not like that.
Hey, go to speaking of Twitter, go to our Twitter at 10minpod, Facebook /10minpod to see fucking pictures of Brian and Chris kissing. Because I'm predicting by the end of this episode,
no.
they're going to make out. Oh, there they go.
Hey,
yeah.
Come on.
That's you eating your two sandwiches. You got a salami sandwich and something that looked like a tuna fish sandwich exploded. There was lettuce all over the place.
Tuna with cukes.
Oh, never call cucumbers cukes.
Oh, can you throw some cukes on my albacore?
Yeah. Punch your face. So, I don't even know where the fuck to take this from
I'll
here.
Tell you where we take it.
This is
going to
be
Brian,
at the Atlanta
Brian.
Improv
oh, no.
this weekend. Is,
you know what? You might as well. Because fuck this podcast. This one sucks.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
Happy
it's three
Tuesday.
Minutes in.
What are you talking about? We got like 3 minutes left. Brian, yeah. plug a stand-up date.
Guys, great news. If you're anywhere in the South, I'm going to be at the... I'm going to be...
Leonard.
Is that
Leonard
right? Leonard?
I'm going to be at
I'm going to be at Leonard Cohen
anybody
and I.
Anybody in the South, I'm going to be Leonard.
I'm going to be at...
Leonard Part 6.
I'm going to be at...
I'm Bill Cosby.
I'm...
Yeah.
Gonna come on down to Leonard Part 6, girl. If you're going to be in the South, come on down to see Brock Allen and Rudy get out of the bathroom and let Vanessa Theo use the bathroom.
It's actually a really good Bill Cosby.
No, it's not. It's a take-home Bill Cosby.
All right, anyway... I'm going to be this weekend in
Milwaukee. Matter. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Nobody's coming.
At the Pabst Theater. And you know why it doesn't matter? Because it's going to sell out. Because it's going to sell out.
No, don't.
So I stock him.
I'll sell out the Atlanta Improv if I want.
Atlanta Improv. Go up, break jokes, have a good
Chris,
time. Come out and have some fun.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Just honestly.
Okay.
What do you do about 20 minutes up on stage?
I do an hour and 10 minutes at least.
What? You do?
You son of a fucking bitch.
What are you doing for an hour and 10 minutes?
Okay, you're being very condescending.
I'm asking a question.
Denise, why'd you put cucumbers in the tuna fish sandwich? You got to leave it alone and see all your dang salad.
It's actually really good.
Thank you.
Bill Cosby.
That was my Bill Clinton.
You don't have an hour.
I do, and I'm actually shooting it in December.
Dude.
So.
Oh, nice.
Dude.
I guess, let me think. Lick-ma-nuts.
No. Lick-ma-nuts.
No.
Chris is in the middle.
Me.
Stop fucking pretending to compliment me.
So what do you do?
On my
you do
shitty
you do,
Bill Cosby.
You got about 20 minutes in. You got filler.
Oh, I hate this part. I'm just going to talk. Hey, you know what?
Go ahead.
I'm going to talk to the audience right now for just a minute. You guys can go on in the background.
You throw some cereal around.
Don't you hate it when these guys just do this?
You stretch it with filler.
I'm talking to you guys.
Hey, what's going on, girls?
Don't you hate it when they just
put vitamins in my hair today? How many people put vitamins in their hair?
No, listen.
You can, as you can, feel free to write in. You can tweet us.
Panties on.
That is
a good Bill Cosby.
On iTunes. I'm not doing Bill Cosby right now. I'm talking to our audience while you guys.
You want
to
hear my Bill Cosby? You want
to
hear my Bill Cosby?
Yeah, let's see it.
Check this one out.
Oh, yeah, you gotta eat cucumbers and sausages. Oh.
That's really good.
That's Bill Cosby with diabetes after he's gotten really heavy.
Brian, you do yours, Bill Cosby.
Well, I guess I like to eat my Jell-O pudding.
Oh, my God, that's excellent.
I like to eat my Jell-O pudding. I'm Bill Cosby.
Tune in Thursday for Brian Callen as Bill Cosby, because that'll definitely
be
the next podcast.
I'll be at Improv.
Come on, see Brian Callen.
Come on, see Brian Callen.
Atlanta Improv.
I'm going to be at the Atlanta Improv.
Have a good time at Atlanta Improv. See Brian Callen. Have a token or smile.
The worst one was still the singing one that Brian wanted to do.
It'll make you feel good.
Some podcasts are slow. Yeah, for sure.
Have clicked record already. Have done it already.
Have done it already.
He did. He did.
Don't talk like he talks.
Make sure you did it.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you listen to 10-Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a bad air drumming.
No,
air drumming.
What do you mean? I fucking did the air drumming, and you're just jealous because I did the twisty thing with one hand.
You're doing the twisty thing on the snare.
I know. I was hitting the fucking snares with my other hand.
No, because you're hitting the hi-hat. The connective tissue is the
hi-hat. No. I was hitting both of them with one fucking hand.
The point is, I'm a drummer, bro.
Yeah, okay. Well, actually, so am I.
No.
You're not. That's a lie.
Guess what? No one's a drummer.
No, I'm a drummer. I'm a drummer. You know what I drum? What? I drum up a few bucks and always pay for dinner when Brian's around.
There you go.
Oh, that's not
there you go.
Funny.
Yeah, it's a diss. It was a tailored design diss for your sensibilities.
I drum up a good day when I'm having a bad day.
Hey, Brian.
So he just looked back and forth so cute.
Sinsecure. No, it was sinsecure how he looked at us.
No,
you know what it was?
I have a good voice.
Yeah, no, but and you know what you're doing right now is completely insecure. It's also so hip-based. And I don't even want to get into what fucking hip-based is, but I'm just going
to
start.
I don't want you to get into that.
You're hip-based.
What does that mean?
All right, I'll tell you what hit-based is, okay?
Because you make me want to drum
no.
Your
don't
face
sing.
No, shut up.
Stop singing on this
podcast. Be quiet.
Back off the mic and don't sing.
It's hit-based.
Makes me, though, it's true.
It's hit-based. Faux confidence is hit-based. And let me tell you something why. Let me tell you why, okay? If you're like,
let me tell
hey,
you something
dude,
why.
If you're like, hey, dude, I got a good suit. Like, this suit's pretty fucking cool, right? Hit-based. And let me tell you what that is to it, okay? Well, it doesn't matter. Because insecure has evolved. Okay, since
what happened to
you can still say it's insecure, but it shortened itself because as time progresses, things mutate and become much different and they evolve.
So let me ask you this. What if someone says this about the suit? Hey, check out the suit. I just got this new suit. What do you think? It's pretty cool, huh?
Oh.
You didn't let me finish. I went like this.
Oh, yeah. So hip-based.
Is that...
You know,
I think that's pretty hit.
When people do the laugh afterwards, that's when you know they're like, oh, I didn't have friends.
Yeah, we've covered that.
We've talked about this.
And that's why I'm trying to figure out...
Can I go through the fucking chronology?
Keep on chronology? Going chronology. With your
you know, I'm have to,
shut
me,
the fuck up.
Before you say that. Before you
chronology.
Say that.
Chronology.
My name is Will Gladiator Helmet Face Sasso.
Brian the Kid Cat.
I'm Chrisley. I'm Raw. I don't have anything to switch to see.
Welcome to the 10 Minute Podcast.
Dumbass. So here's the deal.
Go to.
Insecure the way he's trying to get through it, by the way.
Keep going.
Okay. Then what that turned into, instead of saying insecure, you could just go, and you know what the fuck's coming, right? Okay. So if somebody's insecure, you could just go, okay.
But now, okay, if you're behind a closed door, if you're behind a closed door, maybe you're doing something else.
No. Okay, man.
Right?
Okay, sure. Yeah, I guess.
Hey, can I say something? This dumbass.
No.
No, this dumbass.
No, this actually masoma. Now, let me tell you something.
I don't
give a fuck.
Is your point?
Right now. Okay, that turned into
because you do it quicker. That turned into hit, and then it just turned into hit. And then if you make a fucking comment that's so it's insecure, it's hit-based. And that's what it is. It's a hit-based comment.
Terrible.
Well, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Genealogy to
well,
that
it
word.
Doesn't matter. It evolved how
it
evolves.
I don't care about the Latin root of everything.
It's shitty that we get fissures, but we do. That's how we evolve.
What? Fissures?
That's how we evolve.
What's fissure?
Chris, are you
a fissure is a tear in your anus.
It doesn't necessarily have to be in your anus. Now, back off the mic.
Well, yeah,
for sure. Stop screaming hit-based at us.
Your anus?
Whatever, dude. It doesn't even matter to if you have a fissure or not. And that is hit-based, what I just said. Do you understand that? Do you understand what hit-based
you
is?
Got, can I say something? This happens to Brian usually, but today you've been shot out of a fucking cannon.
That's
and
right.
And I don't necessarily appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're all right.
You're coming
up.
In hot.
It's
you're coming
all good,
in
dude.
Hot, bro.
It's all good,
Jets
dude.
Jets are on 11, huh?
It's
you
all
know,
good.
I know. I happen to know that, Chris, you've been running around the country doing your live theater tour.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Brian's just been running around the country for no fucking reason.
Absolutely.
And Daddy's
I was in
been
Alaska.
Staying home. Daddy's
I was in
been,
Alaska.
Daddy's been shooting TV
okay.
and
all
film.
All right. Well, that's hit-based.
Okay, I've been shooting that's TV and film. I was shooting a TV show in Alaska, by the way, a hunting show.
Hit-based.
So please be careful.
Oh, that's hit-based
that
for
hit-based
sure.
as fuck.
I don't even know. I don't even know what hit-based means.
That's hit-based to brag about how you fucking and what did you do? And what did you do?
50-pound pack on my uh-huh. back with a rifle, and I was hunting sipa black-tailed deer.
Oh,
have you done that?
No, I haven't.
No.
Are you making?
Have you done
at me.
That?
No, I haven't done that.
Of course not.
No, I didn't well, do that. Do you know why? Because it's future.
Yeah, it's the future.
Well, okay.
You can get meat.
You
at the
gain
store.
A lot. From having
are
to
you
out
making,
there and hunt your own food.
Are you? Is there a Man Quest series on OLN? Why are you doing this?
It was for a TV show called Meat Eater. And
oh, it's you and Joe Rogan.
I was in the rain, the blowing wind of Alaska.
Now, for our listening audience, because we sort of know a little bit about what you're doing because we were trying to get a hold of you via text. And you know what? It's interesting because it's just as hard to get a hold of Brian Callen via text when he's in Los Angeles as it is when he's in Alaska. Because... doesn't know how to use his phone.
Yeah.
Cuz it's a Pop-Tart.
Right.
And cuz, so, oh, and don't know how to use it.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. No, no, and let no. me tell you something, dude.
Don't say
that. Being insecure
part.
Isn't hit-based. Covering your insecurity is hit-based.
Stop saying hit-based.
Yeah,
okay?
You
is
gotta
it
shut
hit
up about
H-I-T
that.
H-I-T?
Yeah, based. It's bad, though. It's not going to catch.
I don't care if it catches or not. No. I don't give a fuck, because that's what it is. But let me just remind everybody that Thursday, today, I'm going to be in Milwaukee. At the Pabst Theater. Come on out and see me.
Oh, well, guess what? Today.
The Matt.
Today, I'm going to be at the Atlanta Improv.
And don't, you'll go see his fucking hit-based ass.
And then Friday, I'll be at the Atlanta Improv. And then Saturday, I'll be at the Atlanta Improv.
Atlanta, so Atlanta today, or Atlanta?
And right now, as I said that,
Atlanta
right
Improv,
now, literally, wait, watch this. Ready? One,
listen
two.
To Tuesday's
that's
show.
A really good Bill Cosby.
Thank you, man. But that was all Tuesday.
Right,
okay, that's
so today,
so one,
Thursday.
Two, three, four, five. People are running to the box office.
And right, so Thursday, October... Thursday, October 16th, go see these two guys. Then next week, or the week after that, or whatever the fuck it is, if you're in L.A., October 29th, the three of us, 10-minute podcast, we're going to be doing a live
it's
show.
It's actually in 2 weeks, but yeah.
It's in 2 weeks yeah. at the Melrose Improv, October 29th, 8 p.m. Get your tickets at hollywood.improv.com or 10minutepodcast.com. Hit
come
the live
see,
banner.
Come see how good I am live.
Tell you why we're not going to be ready. And let me tell you why we're not going to be ready for the show. Because these guys
and
haven't,
energies,
haven't
energy.
Come up with even one thing that we're going to do
and,
live.
And it's a deeper the, issue. And
no, we do need bullet points.
It would be good to have some bullet points.
And yeah. acquiescing.
Because acquiescing?
I'm yes. not. I'm agreeing. What do you mean? I'm not
explaining,
acquiescing
to anybody. And say hit-based. And we come back to you being say hit-based.
We
have you're trying
we
to explain yourself why you're being a bitch. But you're being a bitch. Therefore,
if
you're trying to explain
bitch,
it is you are, congratulations, hit-based.
You call me a bitch, I punch you in the face.
It's aggressive. It's insecure.
I know I did this on the last podcast, but I think I'm going to have to talk to our audience again while you guys are fucking.
Okay, so let's go to you. You haven't acknowledged my hunting trip.
I don't care about
your hunting trip.
I took a seat.
You know what? You know what? You know what hunting entails?
What?
Hunting. Not chilling. You chilled. You took plane rides.
No.
You carried around packs.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you kill?
How many deer did you sack up?
How many?
Huh? Just give a number. Round it. How about round it up?
I didn't get a deer.
Oh. So
explain,
rounding it up.
Let me
so rounding
explain.
It up is zero. Rounding it up.
Okay. And I because it was raining and blowing so hard.
Oh, wait a minute. But I thought you guys were men out on the trail. You're men about the hinterlands.
What the heck?
We were in the hinterlands.
So what? So
we
a bunch
in
of
the hinterlands, which is what?
Some winter hinter?
I don't even know what the
some
fuck
hinter and
that
winter
is.
And wind is going to
get in
your way?
It's not my fault that the weather kept the deer down. And that's an expression for when they
that's not,
lay
that's
down
nothing.
In the forest.
I know a thing or two about hunting deer. And that's
what
kept
you know?
The deer down?
Yeah.
That means nothing.
They stay down. It's an expression we use in hunting.
The weather keeps the deer down?
Yeah, we go.
I like that
go,
song by
go,
by
hooves up. Like today what's raining? Hooves up, you know.
How many fucking deer did you kill, dude? You want to stomp around here? You want to be a big man?
You know what, dude?
Why don't you tell us
go,
how many
let me
deer
actually
you
just,
shot?
Deer?
I said
deer. More deer died without the aid of Brian that weekend.
You
then with the aid of Brian and a gun.
You're being disrespectful.
You're
to
being
the code,
disrespectful
to the hunter's code right
to
now.
Hunting. You be disrespectful. At least I don't do it because I know.
Brian, how about instead of going to where are you going this weekend? Atlanta. Why instead of going
go
to Atlanta,
Milwaukee feature?
Why don't you go?
You fucking take
why don't you go to Alaska
right now.
And you make good on all the deer that you didn't shoot? So you go to Alaska instead.
It's too cold.
Yeah, no, go to Alaska instead.
Please, it's too
and
wet.
Do some stand up for deer.
No,
you could be like John Belushi, wilderness comic.
It's not
and
funny.
Yeah, no, it was funny. Saturday Night Live, kids know your comedic history. Hey. Brian doesn't. Do you remember that sketch?
Hey guys, what's the deal? How's the grass out here?
I do a podcast with my friends,
all right.
And it's lots
it
of
sounds
fun.
Like
I do a
down
podcast
syndrome.
With my friends,
it sounds like
and that's
down
not
syndrome.
How I sound. I do a podcast with my friends.
Some podcasts are slow, and you don't know how long they last. That's why you're listening to 10 Minute Podcast.
No.
Don't.
No, Will.
Please.
No.
Please.
Will, come on. Will.
My name is Will Sasso. You are listening to 10 Minute Podcast, and allow me to introduce Brian the Kid Callen and Chris D'Elia. I don't have a nickname, because raw, because what you see is what you get.
That's kind of not really.
Is that how we do this?
That's okay.
It's actually not bad.
My name is Will Sasso.
You have a good announcer's voice.
And
my
Brian,
name,
say your
we already said it. Brian,
I said
Callen.
It.
Come on.
I'm Chris D'Elia. I'm
who
raw.
Cares?
I'm trying to have a nickname.
But he said it.
Go to 10minutepodcast.com, hit the Amazon banner, buy your shit that way.
Yeah.
It's really good. And,
yeah.
And tell everyone to listen to the show. As a matter of fact, fuck it. Turn this off right now.
No, well.
And just text everyone. I dare you. Here's my call to arms.
All right.
Here's what we're going to do. Everyone, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at 10 Min Pod.
You should lead a revolution.
At 10 Min
Pod. You're so persuasive.
/ 10 Min Pod. And here's what we do. Everyone is listening to this. Right after I tell you what to do, you're going to shut this down. Then you can start listening to the end. And what you're going to do is you're going to go. You're going to text everybody in your address
you're
book.
You're like Martin Luther
and you're
King.
You're going to say, listen to 10 Minute Podcast. And then you're going to show us that. You're going to tweet it. And it's going to say, hashtag Will
Jones.
I did it. Hashtag Will I did it.
How cares about? I want to do that now. You'll probably get 4 or 5 people to do that.
Are
nah,
you
fuck
George
all that.
Just, Wallace?
Don't cup the mic when you talk because it's annoying.
You guys believe in this Ebola thing?
So
yes,
anyway,
Chris.
All right. What does he mean believe in it?
I don't know if it's true.
Oh,
it's,
you know what? Let's
super true.
But
dude.
Let's make sure that this podcast doesn't sound like all those dumb podcasts who say, "How about that topical thing? If you want to talk about,"
I'm just
that?
Saying, Ebola sounds like a hoax.
No, it's not a hoax, Chris.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Ignorant.
You get flu symptoms and you die. And if you're super healthy, you don't die. You just bleed from every hole, including your pores. Then you die. Where do we go from here?
Sounds like a hoax.
Chris, let's shave your head.
No, I don't want to.
Let's
and
just do it.
I'm not agreeing to that, and I don't like when both of you guys gang up on me and talk about what you're going to do to me physically.
It's an amazing idea, though. No joke.
I have shears upstairs.
Nah, it doesn't matter because I don't want to do it. If I wanted to do it, then maybe
we
could do
it.
If
we wanted to do it,
this.
We could do it.
No.
Isn't that funny?
No.
Let me ask you
it's
this.
It's actually not funny. It's actually not true either.
Wait a minute. If it's not funny, then why am I laughing?
Yeah. How come
you know why you're laughing? Because you're a dick. That's why you're laughing.
I'm not a dick. We can hold you down. Look.
What's that?
The end of your career.
What is that?
He's saying him shaving my head is the end of my career.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you this in all seriousness.
You know what the end of your career is?
Oh, what is that?
5 years, because that's when you're going to die.
And
of
I thought,
old age.
And no. I was gonna help you out there, and I want to help you out there, but I thought you were going to finish that sentence by saying 5 years ago. So it was actually nice of you to say it in 5 years.
Very good. Very good.
I'm sorry, Brian. I thought that's...
You know what he did? He designed the slam to be harder.
You want to fuck around now.
He designed the slam to be harder.
Why are you being a foreign guy?
I'll punch you in the face.
Okay. Here's what I
I'm not going to cut my hair. That's my look.
But here's what I want to know, honestly. If there was a role you could do,
yeah,
you would cut your hair for, what would it be? There has to be one.
Okay.
That you would cut your hair very short.
So he'd have to do something to himself?
Nope. There is a real role that I would cut my hair for, in all honesty.
Don't say Superman.
No. No, no, no. This is the true fucking for real. I would actually cut my hair in a... I wouldn't even think about it. It would be in a fucking heartbeat. It would be gone.
I'm intrigued.
It would be gone, okay?
I'm intrigued.
Biopic of Sinead O'Connor. I play Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
And it's a drama. And I'm fucking serious.
You thought you had us going and it's just... It's mean because like... Well, I actually want to know.
No.
That's not true.
If I could be directed by fucking some real big shot good director,
Sinead O'Connor is a
drama.
Woman.
I know.
Can you play her accent and can you sing the way
I bet
she
I could. I bet they would have to dub the singing maybe a little bit, but I bet
maybe a little
I could
bit?
Do it. And I bet if I did it and the movie was real and it was a drama, I bet not only would it be good, I bet I would get critical.
Can you make a girl voice though? You have such a
I could do it. I would train.
Give us a real answer. Come on.
That's my real fucking
answer.
By the way,
Sinead O'Connor was already portrayed perfectly by the now late Jan Hooks, God rest her soul, and kids out there, YouTube Jan Hooks. She was a genius.
I didn't know she died.
Are you serious?
I didn't. I was attracted to her.
Are you serious?
Well,
you
that's
didn't
actually
know that.
Not her legacy, but
this is by the time this will air, it will have been a little while, Brian, but she passed away.
When?
Like, well, as we're recording this now last week.
I loved her.
Well, they haven't talked about it yet.
They don't
she's
know.
Been battling an illness. You didn't know this? Seriously?
No, I loved her.
She was genius.
She was funny.
So YouTube that.
I love her.
And she also did a hilarious Sinead O'Connor. And now, and that's in all seriousness.
Way to get it going, man.
It's okay because people are going to go celebrate her humor.
She was great.
She was very funny.
And check her out on YouTube.
All right. I mean, I would do it to play It would have to be. It would depend on who the director was. If it was
no, it doesn't. Milos, someone named Milos.
Okay.
Let's say Milos Forman.
That means he would be good because if his name was Milos, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would have to play.
Brian, what about you?
I don't know.
You know what? How about okay for you?
I
want to
play Sinead O'Connor.
You already have short hair.
I've always wanted to play Batman.
You're never going to get to play Batman.
Yeah, but you're asking what role, though?
I have to raise my
Are you asking what role?
I'm asking two questions. I'm asking what role?
Because if he can play Batman, I can play Sinead O'Connor.
I don't disagree, but I wasn't going to say that he can play
Batman.
So then
what's the deal, then?
Here's the deal.
Because you're putting limits on this.
I know who I want to play.
Yeah, but you don't know what physical restriction I'm putting on you.
Okay.
Chris would have to cut his hair.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So then Sinead O'Connor's right.
And then, Brian, you would have to lose a thumb.
Can't play Batman.
I don't know if
Batman's
there's
got
any
two.
Like, if there's a role that you would lose a thumb for. Because they don't want to do the Gary Sinise thing where they're not seeing the legs in Forrest Gump and it's all CGI. They want to actually cut your
Isn't
thumb
there
off.
Any way they can do the CGI with my
I'll tell you do, what. I'll tell you what. I got mine. Remake of Leaving Las Vegas. I would be in the Nicolas Cage part.
But he had kind of wavy,
all right, so you're
hair.
So what are you
playing
saying?
A drunk
you're
girl. Playing a drunk
me?
Girl wouldn't really work for the remake.
Hey,
know?
Man.
Girl?
Hey, man.
Yeah, because... You'd be like, hey, crocodile, and jungle.
No,
all
right, you're doing it because I do the bit.
That wouldn't work
I'm
in
not,
a movie because it's
he
real
wouldn't
acting.
Do, I
no,
wouldn't
no, no.
do my bit.
He wouldn't do his stand-up
but
bit
he only
in the
does
movie.
One kind of drama.
That's not fair to say. No,
okay.
That's not
Look,
fair.
So you're saying I'd have to play a bald guy?
No, I'm saying what is there a role, like some sort
I don't
of
understand.
Stupid fucking army general or something that you would take?
Sure,
why can't it be the Nicolas Cage thing? Why can't it be Sinead O'Connor?
You would fail
any
army
physical. But wait, my point is, what director is saying we're doing a remake of whatever in Las Vegas? What is that movie called?
Leaving Las Vegas.
No, it's not.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Yeah, Leaving Las Vegas.
You're
bro.
Thinking of Honeymoon in Vegas.
Yeah, you dummy.
The Seven Pools are here? What are we waiting
That's
for?
Honeymoon
no,
in Vegas.
That's Honeymoon
dummy.
In Vegas.
Leaving Las Vegas is what he won the Oscar for. You
right.
fucking dunce.
You dunce.
All right, calm down.
All right,
you
so what
dunce.
The fuck, dude? And basically what I'm saying is it would have to be a movie about Las Vegas.
Okay. All
right. I know what role. You
Brian?
Sinead in Las Vegas.
Oh, God, I can't even finish a thought.
Sinead in Las Vegas, I would see that movie.
With me.
Here's the deal, man. There's no director, Milos or otherwise, who would say, we're doing a remake of Nicolas Cage's Leaving Las Vegas and you must cut your hair for it.
Right,
you
no
would
one
look
would say
better,
cut, no
you would
one,
look better right, the way you do
no
now.
No one would say cut off your thumb for this role either.
Okay, man.
So you're,
well,
your game
well,
has
or,
holes in it.
Or if I played...
Okay, how about this? And Brian's very fond
pianist.
Of his own dick. So Brian would probably, this probably wouldn't work for Brian. But this is a movie where, Brian, you have to show your penis the entire movie.
The entire movie?
Any movie
oh,
I would
easy.
Pick.
Easy, that's so easy.
I would every movie?
Any movie.
That's so easy. Tarzan, would, Tarzan.
No, any movie. I would be in a fucking, the general's daughter, and I would have my dick out.
All right.
I would
well,
play,
I tell you what
no,
my
I would
thing
play Tarzan.
I'd be in that movie basic.
Here's what my
I'd play
thing.
John Travolta's part. My dick would be out the whole
no,
time.
Come
here's,
on.
Here's what my thing would be, is that I actually, I am very method, and I gained weight in my teens to play Curly in the Three Stooges a couple years ago.
In your teens?
Yeah,
man?
I became a fat teenager so that I would be able to play Curly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, when I played
Curly. You're in your
Curly,
30s.
I know, but when I played Curly a couple years ago in Three Stooges.
A couple years ago, you were in your 30s.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, bro.
So what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying I gained a little weight
for the role.
Why don't
you do the movie when
right,
they...
Well,
but I started
issues.
In my teens.
You got deeper issues.
When they do the movie Confederacy of Dunces...
No.
Why don't you no. play... The dunce,
no.
Ignatius Riley.
No. How about I do this? How about I lose just a few pounds and I play Brian Callen. This is the name
knew
of the movie.
We were gonna
it's
do
called
this.
Brian Callen, but a man, though.
No.
And it's a, like a manly version of you. And just to look a little more like you, I'll be willing to drop, you know, like 30 pounds. I'm a big puffy dude, but, you know, I'm also very muscular.
And
so I'm going to have to...
But you're not going to have...
Don't say hip base. I'm gonna have to suck down a
but
bit.
But look at my jawline. How are you going to replicate my jawline?
Oh, look at my jawline right now. Got a gladiator
crazy,
helmet face.
Crazy,
got gladiator helmet face.
My deep set
And then
set
people
eyes.
Go like, oh my God, he gained a little bit of weight, you know, for curling. Lost
my vascularity,
a little bit of weight.
My striations,
Brian
my athleticism.
Callen, but a man, though. And that would be a fun double feature. Chris D'Elia in Leaving Las Vegas and Will Sasso and Brian Callen, but a man, though.
Can't turn water to wine.
Somebody
bro.
Make a thing of it on the internet and tweet it. I want
to
see it.
Make
can't,
a what?
Can't turn
a picture
water
of
to
it.
Wine.
Of what?
In our movies.
In our movies. Please tweet pictures of us in our movies and Brian with no thumbs.